And we've seen quite a few films that have been, something people like Diane Keaton and everything, actually showing that, yeah, this is a normal part of life over 50. Although, again, when they talk about old age, it does bother me that they mention over 50s. Hey, 50 is the new 30, and I'm not going to be told any different. Dean Burnett, lovely to talk to you. Guardian journalist, neuroscientist, and author of The Idiot Brain. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. So, John Holmes is here to tell us what's happening on his show, and I bet you're delighted to walk into a room with a middle-aged woman talking about sex.
Yes, that was, I'm going to, you know, put that in a special part of my brain.
And try and basically destroy it.
Well.
Make it stop.
Depends on the mood.
Now, I spotted you this morning walking into our offices. You were hanging out in the Virgin Radio studio. Are you two timing?
I am, yeah. I was sitting in for Edith Bowman. Doing breakfast this morning on Virgin, that is absolutely correct. So I was up at 3, so I'm a little bit tired.
Oh, well, you're getting a bit grouchy.
Yeah, I'll be a bit grouchy. I'm always grouchy, it's fair. it's that age that I'm at.
And you don't get to play records.
No, it's easy down there. They just put music on and don't really say much. And then here, we have to do this for 3 hours.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, people actually have to listen to us.
That's true. It's not as much.
I had a guest on today, wasn't keen on listening. Ingrid Seward, I don't think she likes me.
Doesn't she?
I think we've had a row every time she's ever come on. I don't know why she comes on the show.
Because she obviously liked rowing with you.
Well, that's basis of all happy marriages, surely. Anyway, John Holmes, what's coming up? You've got about 5 seconds to tell me. Things are excellent.
I'm going to apply to be king. The palace is a vacancy.
Absolutely. Or indeed queen. I'm holding out for empress. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll all get a good night's sleep tonight because it's finally cooled down to 26 degrees. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raise goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Will you find a fiver?
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hundreds of tower blocks could have deadly cladding, a terror strategy review, and boys wear skirts in protest.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed there are an estimated 600 high-rise buildings in England that could be covered in a similar cladding to Grenfell Tower, where dozens of people were killed in a fire. Samples taken from buildings have so far seen combustible panels on at least three other blocks. Nigel Glenn from the Association of Residential Managing Agents has told Talk Radio there's a quicker way of identifying vulnerable buildings.
The government should be going to the suppliers and asking them, where have you installed this particular type, rather than asking everybody to go around and take down parts of buildings and send them off for testing. Somebody must know what they've installed.
Scotland Yard says a 51-year-old man who died after the Finsbury Park terror attack suffered multiple injuries. There had been some doubt as to what caused his death, as he was already getting first aid when a van was driven into a crowd outside a mosque. Meanwhile, the Home Secretary insists urgent action is being taken as we enter what she calls a new phase of global terror.
Britain's counter-terrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure that the police and the security services have what they need to keep us safe. In addition to this, there will be a review of the handling of recent terror attacks to look at whether lessons can be learned.
Amber Rudd says former independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, David Anderson, will look at how the recent attacks in the UK were dealt with. Dozens of people have died or been left injured following four atrocities in Manchester and London over the last 3 months. The European Council president says he still holds hope that Brexit can be reversed, even though negotiations officially started this week. Donald Tusk made the comments to reporters ahead of a meeting with the Prime Minister. And a group of around 50 boys in Devon have turned up to school wearing skirts in protest at a no-shorts policy. The pupils in Exeter have been hoping to wear an alternative to trousers to keep cool in the hot weather. Their head teacher says she's considering changing the rules in future.
So they weren't allowed to wear shorts.
Yes. Apparently the heads joked, oh, you could wear skirts. And the boys were like, we will.
Do they all did. Go out and buy skirts?
I think some of them may have borrowed some skirts.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, why can't they just wear shorts?
They're not part of the uniform, Victoria.
I'm aware of this.
I mean, if I would perhaps, I don't think I've ever worn a skirt.
Really?
Well,
not
I mean.
Not even a kilt?
I've never worn a kilt. I mean, I may have tried the odd skirt on, just to see.
That means you've worn it then?
Well, yeah, but I've never worn it out and about.
So just in the privacy of your own home?
Yeah, that's fine. But wow. I don't... But I kind of like the freedom, you know, because you wear skirts.
Yeah, dresses, skirts. Yeah, it's nice.
It's a kind of freedom down there, isn't it?
I mean, I still wear pants.
Well, I wasn't suggesting for a moment that you
because I don't know what you're suggesting.
No,
like, why it's so free.
I wouldn't wear a skirt with no pants.
Okay.
I'm not a perv. I think what I'm saying is I think it should be allowed that we just wear, you know, wear what you like. You know,
yeah,
none of this, sort of gender specific. I've gone all millennial.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Anyway, did you do the weather?
No.
Here comes the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So, thunderstorms will clear eastwards, leaving a largely dry afternoon with some sunny spells. It's going to feel a bit fresher, highs of 26 degrees.
Yes.
Yes, John.
And now here's Ben. He always wears a skirt. With his pre-recorded sport. And a skirt.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel has told TalkSport it would be a dream come true to one day see his son Casper wear his old number one shirt at Old Trafford. United have been linked with a move for the United legend's offspring if David De Gea's move to Real Madrid goes ahead. Schmeichel told TalkSport Casper's proven at Leicester. He's got the quality.
It would be a dream. Trying to be as neutral and as unbiased. I think he's done well enough to convince everybody that he can play at the highest level.
Roma winger Mohamed Salah is undergoing a medical at Liverpool today ahead of a deal which could cost €39 million. The Egyptian only permanently joined the Italian side a year ago after an unhappy spell at Chelsea. Finally, the Gold Cup is the feature race at Royal Ascot today. The favourite is last year's winner, Order of St George. You can hear every race at Royal Ascot in full over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Yeah, I did notice actually, yeah. You all right, Victoria?
No.
Did you not realise the microphones were coming back on then?
That's true.
That was close, wasn't it? Given what you just said. Awkward. Everyone in the control room going, what? Anyway, welcome along. It's Talk Radio. in the afternoon. Maybe later I'll tell you what she said. It's Talk Radio. Afternoons. Let's get on with it. Let's do this thing.
Talk Radio.
The frozen strawberry lemonade is back. Tangy iced lemon with a sweet strawberry flavoured swirl. Then enjoy. Blue sky, off to the beach, windows down, aircon on, cold sea, hot sand and a lazy trip home. It's a quick burst of summer for only $1.99. The McCafe iced range at McDonald's. Serve until the 3rd of October, subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Now, welcome along if you're listening to the programme. But today, sitting in for the whole show, is Professor Stephen Hawking.
So, no, no.
How do I get free £5 cash? Do you think I should go to the park and let it all hang out? Because I think I'll be arrested.
Alan Brazil.
The internet tells me you've got a little ring because you're about 9 years old.
That's right. Anyway, speaking of racists, Sophie is here. Sophie's here.
Because I want to be manly.
Is that manly?
Hairy.
How many swans have you actually bashed with an oar?
I'm going to say 400.
400.
Obviously, you are great and you start with a great joke. Brilliant.
There we go. Toilets after 2 o'clock.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
I am him.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So, good afternoon, then, to you, and welcome. You are listening with your human ears to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and good news for you. If you would like to be king or queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, as you have been hearing in the news and on the front of a lot of the papers today, Prince Harry has said that nobody in the royal family wants the gig in the future. So today on the programme, we are giving away the chance to be king or queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. One lucky listener, and it could be you, will win the job of monarch on the show today. Not yet, obviously. You're going to have to wait until Her Majesty the Queen of the Elizabeth of the Second dies. But, it's, you know, she's getting on, so it could be your turn at some point. All you have to do, if you'd like to be in with a chance of becoming king or queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, is finish this sentence in one word or fewer. I'd like to be king or queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth because... Now, write your answer in one word or fewer and then text your entry on the back of a postcard to Talk Radio, King or Queen of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. The winner will be picked out of a crown. No correspondence will be entered into. All rights reserved. Always read the label. You may be at risk if you do not keep up repayments on it. So that's on the way this afternoon. In conjunction with our friends at the Royal Family. And hello, yes, and I am, as I say, a kind of collection of skin and bones and human DNA called the name of John Holmes, and no doubt you're wondering right now exactly what's going to be happening on the programme. What are we going to be shoving at you out of the front of your radio between now and 4 o'clock? Well, I can tell you that Headline Hijack is on the way. Regular listeners know exactly what that is. It's where you make up a news story and we put it into the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. And we'd like you to make it up, please. Fake news, crit large. That's what we say. Here's the number, 8722. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. And start your message with any word you like.
There it is, there it is.
I'll explain that in a moment. Diversity paper reviews on the way. As well, of course, we go through the papers each day with a different diversity doing it. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, Kyle is back in, and he's English, Jamaican and Welsh, so... boxes ticked right there, I think. There's Current Affairs meeting Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. They are on the way. Slight twist again today. But. Work experience punditry. The voice you heard moments ago was that of Rue. Hello, Rue.
Hello, John.
Rue often comes in to review things, remove them, often. And today, though, he is fulfilling the role of disappointing sidekick. Ordinarily taken by Cornelius, of course. So more from him as some... the geeky gadgety stuff, isn't it, today?
That's geeky gadgety bits, yeah.
That's what we're reviewing. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. There is your chance to identify the tune as blown from the face
of an elderly homosexual man. It's the old gay whistle test. All you have to do is... I know. All you have to do is identify the tune that Terry, friend of the show, will be blowing from his face later. It's the old gay whistle test. There's bonus news from Victoria. That's on the way today. Mineral news.
No, we did that yesterday.
Did we?
Yes.
It's animal news.
It's animal news.
Animal news. Animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive news. Radio's least favourite quiz is back as well. It's Thursday, so this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, where lucky celebrity contestants are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. That's at around half three, just after half three. And we will be bringing you guest action this afternoon as James Murray. You better know him as Murr, out of off of Impractical Jokers, the American show. Joins us on the programme, flogging something or other, I don't know what, we'll find out. It's a PR exercise, dressed up as an interview, obviously. Let's see who's on the team today. Well, Ginger Dave is not producing. Last broadcast is not through the glass. But as of yesterday, Ed is here. Hey, Ed. Oh. Hi, Ed. Ed's there.
Ed.
He's from New Zealand. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Harry's around somewhere. I don't know where he is. Victoria's got the news.
I do.
Yes. And look. Rue's here in the disappointing sidekick seat.
Yes.
Good.
But they can't see.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's like painting a picture with words, Rue. Watch and learn. So welcome along, then. Let's do you a Thursday afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And here's what happens now, Rue. Okay.
Oh, go on.
I mean, you've kind of done this before.
Sort of.
So, you know what's going on. So this is where we seamlessly segue between that opening menu...
Yes.
...and the day's big story that we're going to be talking about and discussing.
Okay.
And to do that... So that the listeners have a natural transition. I play a song. It also gives me time to go for a wee or something, right? But either way, you play a song, but it links cleverly to the day's big story in a variety of ways, yes. And your job, or one of them, is to try and figure out what the story is from the song as you sit and listen to it.
Right, yeah.
You can also play along at home, of course, no prizes. So, big story, big song, but how do they connect? But I love the clothes she wears. Her tattoos always hidden by her underwear. She don't care. Everybody wants to know her name. I threw a house party and she came. Everyone asks me, who the hell is she? That weirdo with five colors in her hair. Just a loner with a sexy attitude. And I'd like to phone her, cause she puts me in the mood. And the room is spreading round, and she cooks in the nude. And she don't care, she don't care. Okay, there it is. There's the song to get us into the story. But how on earth does it link? Well, I can see that Rue is in here. He's been beavering away, trying to figure it out with all of the cryptic clues that are involved. So it's McFly.
Yes.
Five colours in her hair. There's a very unbroadcastable showbiz rumour attached to what this song is actually about that I can't tell you on the radio.
You'll have to send out a tweet.
No,
or an
God,
email.
No, I'd get into trouble for that if I did that. I'll tell you in a minute when the advert's on. But anyway, how does it link to today's big story? Would you say, Rue?
Well,
yeah.
It's been warm, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Quite warm.
Yes,
and that has seen an increase in flies, has it not?
Okay, go on.
There's always a couple of flies, little things, sort of flying about in a circle in the middle of my kitchen for some reason.
Right.
And now it's become sort of a sport this week for me to bat them out of the air.
Right. With a bat? You're actually using a cricket bat or a pipistrelle bat.
Yeah,
because they eat flies probably, don't they? Insects. So you could get a bat and actually set it on the flies. Just trying to help.
No, I haven't thought of that one.
Okay.
No. Just crockery everywhere.
Yeah.
Across the kitchen. To do with flies.
No, nothing to do with flies.
Nothing to do.
Nothing whatsoever to do with flies.
Not just flies, but have you left your flies open?
No. I mean, yes, but that's not the story.
Okay. You did say you were just going to have a quick wee while that was on.
Yeah. Let's be clear, I don't leave the studio for that.
Yeah.
It's just
a small tube.
I just do it. Thanks very much. How insulting. But no, I just go on the floor here. It doesn't matter.
Very nice.
All the presenters do. And then we actually, Julia Hartley Brewer goes in the corner and then we sell her dung. You know when you drive through the countryside, don't you? You see a sign saying manure for sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Julia Hartley Brewers.
No, not that. That's for cows, but or horses, but we sell Julia Hartley Brewers. There's a site outside in the street. You've probably seen it. Walk past it. It just says Julia Hartley Brewers manure for sale. And people just buy it in sacks.
I think she's got a cross promotion opportunity there with the brewery as well.
Anyway, so have you guessed what this... It's not Scottish fly. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Right? Rainbows.
No.
Pride.
No. It's Harry.
Oh.
It's Prince Harry, because Prince Harry has said that he doesn't want to be king, and neither do the royal family.
And neither do McFly.
That's really irrelevant. It's just that there's someone called Harry in McFly.
Yes. Okay.
Apparently. So that's why we... So the big story that we'll be talking to somebody about is that I'm gonna apply for the job as king when it becomes vacant. And we're going to be talking to somebody, I think... we've got a royal butler. I'm going to talk to a royal butler to find out.
A current royal butler or a...
A former one. I don't think he'd be allowed to do it if... But
we'll
find
out. His voice.
We'll find out. No, it's already booked. Shut up. So that's what we'll be doing next, because Prince Harry said that the royal family don't want to be king and queen when they grow up. So we'll be finding out just how difficult it will be for you or I to become king and queen. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up. Work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
At Homebase, we're all about low prices so you can update your garden for less. Hanging baskets start from just £4.97 and bedding plants from only £1.97. Homebase. Always low prices.
My thing? Popping on the Lycra and swallowing the odd insect. I'm into my cycling, you see.
We meet every Sunday morning, 7:30 on the dot. We just planned a trip to the Alps, well, the Welsh Alps, so we need a new bike rack. It's got to keep four bikes safe on the roof whilst we plan our tour de Wales in the car underneath.
Sounds like Ben's thing is a roof-mounted four-bike car carrier rack. Find your thing on eBay, the UK's number one online destination for car parts and accessories. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Big problems on the southbound side of the M1 at the moment through South Yorkshire. Stationary traffic, a rolling roadblock in place. Recovery underway of a lorry between 34 at Meadowhall and 33 at Catcliffe. Southbound side of the M1 in Derbyshire, a lane down due to a breakdown between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 for the A38 turn at Alfreton. And finally, the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, a lane down through the roadwork, 16 to 17, crew up towards Sandbach for the A534. Recovery's underway. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it's time to talk about today's big story. The man who wouldn't be king. That's what we've been talking about. Of course, Prince Harry has said, as we know, that he nor really anybody in the royal family can be asked to be king or queen when it pops round to their turn. He's done this in an interview with a magazine. And I think that's fair enough, if you're going to ask for my opinion. Naturally, you know, it means there's a vacancy at the top and we should all get a go. I think maybe a bit like the hosting of Have I Got News For You after Angus Deaton left because of the prostitutes and the cocaine. I think it's like that. We should all get a turn at being the king or the queen as it just sort of goes around. I mean, obviously, you know, it just being Joe Brand every other week or something. But you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to say. There's going to be... they've got to advertise for the vacancy, I suppose. I think that we heard from the Royal Family, they're going to put it on monster.co.uk for that. So look out for it. I will be doing so. I am going to apply. I mean, I've got the skills, really, waving, wearing a hat. I mean, I reckon I could probably do those things, so... especially with training. On the line is Grant Harold. He's an etiquette expert and a former royal butler, no less. Good afternoon, Grant.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, have I addressed you correctly? So my first point that I'm going to make here, okay, now, you know that I am putting myself forward to be a king because
absolutely.
We learn from Prince Harry that no one wants the gig. I want to do it, but I realise, you know, there's training involved, probably. You know, there are things... etiquette, really, I suppose, that I need to learn. So did I approach you in the correct way I'm there? I mean, what do I need to change?
Well, the important thing is, as a royal, you've got to remember you're the one that can speak to me first and obviously do the offer the greeting first, where I wouldn't expect to do that. So I would wait for you to kind of open the introduction. And also, I wouldn't shake your hand unless you offered me your hand first. So those are some of the things that people kind of forget. And from my point of view, I'd need to then consider bowing, obviously for a gentleman and for a lady, a cut. Say if we wish to do that, because again, as the British monarchy website always states, it's a personal choice.
Okay, I didn't realise that. Well, when I am king, I want to pass a law saying that everyone has to bow or curtsy. There's no personal choice involved in that.
Fantastic. Okay, that's naughty then.
Good. Just got that down. So, I mean, it's an interesting position. You know, people sort of look at the monarchy. They've got, you know, people. Mm. Some people like the monarchy. Some people don't like the monarchy. And you know,
absolutely.
But at the end of the day, yeah, there they are. There's now a vacancy at the top. It seems, or there's going to be. Should they put this out, you know, a little job advert in the back of the Guardian or wherever they're going to put it, you know, what sort of duties do you think I'd have to, you know, what's it going to say in sort of the duty area of that.
The thing is, with the job of a royal, a lot of people kind of see the glamorous side, if I can say that. They see the kind of the going around the nice places, meeting interesting people. What they don't realise is there's also an emotional, a tricky side to it, which is where I was lucky enough when I worked for the royals. I remember when they do the medal presentation, because that's something that royals obviously do. And you know, when you've got people come back from Afghanistan and things, it's quite emotional, but they managed to do it beautifully. So again, that's something that people probably don't really realise that's a big part of the job. And again, people, you know, when you're meeting people, you've got to have good communication skills. You've got to be able to make people feel at ease, relaxed.
Yeah. I was going to say, would I sort of have to practice saying, "And what do you do?" in that sort of way?
Well,
that feigns interest, doesn't it, I suppose?
The thing is, yes, probably not so high-pitched, but it's a lovely idea, you know, to kind of say to somebody, ask them what they do, where they're from. You know, these are the kind of very, I call it light-hearted conversation pieces. It's things that are, it doesn't get you in a very deep conversation, but it's enough to obviously have a light conversation. And very importantly, you know, showing interest and kind of finding out a bit about the people that you're speaking with.
Yeah, you've got to be skilled in small talk, haven't you, really? I mean, when I am king, I think what I'm going to do is, I don't know why the Queen doesn't do this already, but I think she should, because she's the Queen and she can do what she bloody likes, right? When she does meet people, when we see her meet people, she, you know, sometimes the cameras are there, but you don't hear what she's saying, but you know she's talking to them, which is great. What she should do is lean forward and just go, "I am a lizard, you know," or something like that, just to sort of liven, you know,
to liven the conversation up.
Yeah.
I think people would be horrified if they suddenly. I think that's the thing. The way it's kind of done, it's all kind of done in a nicely kind of fashion. And obviously, there's things that you say and things that you don't say, and things you do and things you don't do. But then again, we are only human, and it is a job, and like any job, people can make mistakes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting, I think, that Harry said this stuff, because obviously we learned not long ago in another interview, because he talked about his mental health problems that he'd had and stuff, trying to deal with the aftermath of Diana's death and that kind of thing. So it's almost a new, you know, with a serious crown on for a moment, it is a sort of new royal family in waiting in a way, isn't it? Because they're a lot more open about things now.
They are more open. And as you say, John, I mean, this is the thing. They have to be, because it is now the 21st century. They obviously realise that there's a lot of modern-day issues that have to be looked at and addressed and supported, and that's very much what they do. And I think one of the important things I've been saying to people with the comments from Prince Harry, who I've got to say is a fantastic chap, and his beliefs and what he says and does, he's very passionate about supporting people and helping them, and that's why he's wonderful with what he does with these charities he supports. But I think the fact of saying, you know, and I'm only going with what I've read about him saying that, you know, that it's a, you know, nobody wants to kind of, in general, I take it, wants to be a king and queen. And I think what he's kind of meaning by that is the burden, it's the duty, it's that you're taking on something that you can't get away from. And you know, our Queen, who obviously is now 91, has been since she was 21. She kind of said in a famous speech that she dedicated the rest of her life to the country and to the people. So it's not like just taking on a job where you and me might take on a job for part of our lives and then we get to retirement and then that's it. You know, then we enjoy our time off. Where for them, it is a full time job and it's always in the limelight. And I think that's the thing is. I would say that to people that, you know, it's not a job. People say, oh, it'd be great to be a king and queen, but the reality is it's not that great because it's a full-time, lifelong job.
Also, the problem I'd have is that I don't have any interest in horse racing. And, you know, that I could see that being, a jump too far for me, I think.
Well, so there'd be no Ascot.
No. And she had to rush back and do the speech yesterday because Theresa May balls the government up. So, you know, it is hard, isn't it? But I will tell you this on a final point. My daughter, Seven, wrote to the Queen not long ago asking, because she was genuinely interested in how the Queen knew when people were 100 to send them a telegram. Because she'd heard about that. So she wrote to the Queen asking her that, and the Queen wrote back and answered her question.
I, I completely understand where your daughter's coming from, because when I was about 10 or 11, I wrote to the Queen, and I can't remember actually what I think I was kind of asking her about coming to work for her or something.
I did actually
get a response back, because I've still actually got both the letters. I was brave enough to write twice, and on both occasions I got a letter back, and in one of the letters it actually thanked me for sending my photograph. So I thought, I was obviously quite sure of myself going to send the Queen a picture of myself and say, one day I will come and look after your family, which
you'd think should have
did happen.
It did happen, I know. You'd think she'd have had you down as a stalker and would have banned that straight away.
I know.
Listen, Grant, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, no worries. Thank you. That's Grant Harold, etiquette expert and former royal butler who got his job, as he's just admitted, by stalking Her Majesty. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 1:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. 600 high-rise blocks in England could be covered in a similar material to the Grenfell Tower. The government has revealed combustible cladding's been found on at least three in the UK. Ministers haven't revealed where as tests continue. The Fire Brigades Union has sent a letter to MPs raising concerns about cuts. Matt Rack from the FBU says it's led to a drop in things like home safety checks.
In the question of where people live, the red tape is about whether you have fire-safe, sort of fire-resistant doors, fire-resistant walls and ceilings that stop the spread of fire. And red tape in that case is a difference between life and death.
The family of a 51-year-old who died when a van was driven into a crowd outside a mosque in London have described him as a quiet gentleman. Makramat Ali was getting first aid just before the attack happened, but tests have revealed he suffered multiple injuries. The Home Secretary insists more must be done to tackle extremists who try to radicalise young people. Amber Rudd has announced a review into the handling of recent terror attacks to make sure emergency services have everything they needed. Theresa May is expected to talk about the rights of the 3 million EU citizens living in the UK after Brexit when she addresses a European Council summit. The organisation's president, Donald Tusk, told reporters earlier it's not too late to reverse the decision to leave. Prince Harry says he doesn't think anyone in his family really wants to be the next king or queen, but he did tell an American magazine the royals would do it for the greater good of the people. And an estimated 15,000 people have joined together to create the largest human peace sign at Glastonbury. The unofficial record attempt at the festival was organised in the wake of recent attacks. The weather, thunderstorms clearing this afternoon, turning brighter, feeling fresher than recently, with highs of 26 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
Yes, and there's also more in 2 hours because it's bonus news.
It is.
The bulletins shorter than they used to be. So Victoria has to make the time up.
Yes, John.
And today it's animal news.
Yes, John.
Which is your favourite.
It is. Yeah, finally. Mm.
Good. Thank you.
That's okay.
Don't forget as well, Victoria, at 2 o'clock, we'll have a news lie in her mouth. And we'd like it to be yours. If you'd like to make something up, just a couple of lines, a paragraph that sounds vaguely news-like, but it is utter nonsense, then do send it over to us and we'll pass it on to her and she'll say it out of that mouth there that she's got.
This mouth.
That's it. 8722 is the number.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The voice you hear there is that of one of our regular work experience pundits, Roo, who is with us for today, playing the role of disappointing sidekick because Cornelius has gone to Glastonbury. He's our Glastonbury correspondent. We'll be talking to Cornelius from Glastonbury later on. I might ask him if he got involved in that peace sign. The only reason he's agreed to talk to us is because he thinks then he can claim his Glastonbury ticket back on expenses because he says it's work. I saw the boss earlier. It ain't going to happen. They wouldn't give me 18p for an egg the other day, so none of these going to get 200 quid back. Anyway, shall we do some stuff. Yeah.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world, unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, also on the way, the Diversity Paper Review. Kyle will be with us very shortly going through the day's papers for us. That's going to be after traffic and travel. But before that, as I mentioned, what we need from you now is some made-up news stuff. For headline hijack. Rue's been collating some stuff. What's been coming in, Rue?
I've got here, people from all across the sporting industry are coming together to put on a benefit event for recently bankrupted tennis legend Boris Becker. Some of the names who are participating in the mass charity sportathon include disgraced golf player Tiger Woods, disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong, and disgraced Olympic and Paralympic runner Oscar Pistorius.
And who sent that in?
Gavin.
Gavin. Thanks, Gavin. Who's this come in? Oh, Sally. controversial opinion man Tommy Robinson has put his name in a hat and then thrown that hat into the ring to become the next potential Conservative leader. This has caused outrage amongst many senior top Tories as they fear Tommy Robinson isn't quite venomous or unpopular or moronic enough to actually lead the party. So he's got his work cut out there slightly. Do get yours too, as by the way. You've got 25 minutes or so to make something up. It's only along the lines of all this. Like, here's another example from Rue.
Yeah, Emmett says, Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott is considering taking legal action against Boris Johnson after an awkward appearance on Radio 4's PM appeared to show the former Mayor of London emulate Abbott's unrehearsed and incompetent interview technique.
It was quite curious, the Boris, I don't know if you've heard it, Boris Johnson attempting to be interviewed by Eddie Mayer.
I can't say I have.
But I mean, for Boris Johnson, you know, he's a bumbling fool, certainly, but he kind of knows what he's doing. But he really, he just isn't prepared. It's quite a weird, you know, just like, later, by the way, speaking of interviews, in this building, okay, there are several studios that are used to pre-record interviews and so on and so forth. Mm. Now, Sam Delaney was interviewing, as a pre-recorded interview, the Jacksons. I was going to say the Jackson 5.
I was going to say.
There's only four of them now, of course, because Michael's dead. So, the Jacksons, the remaining Jacksons...
the Jackson 4.
Yeah. Tito, I want to say. Jermaine, is that one?
I don't know.
Anyway, the remaining alive Jacksons were being interviewed by Sam Delaney. But the what happened was, the interview sort of got interrupted by one of our engineers.
Uh-huh.
In quite a weird way, just like mid-interview, which kind of threw the Jackson. The Jacksons basically had to sit with Sam Delaney, having an argument about whether the microphones were working properly with an engineer. It was just a bit weird. Anyway, as a nice tease towards that, because the whole interview is going out on Sam's thing tonight,
yeah.
I've told Sam and Sam's producer to leave all of that into the interview, because that's what I do.
Well, that's radio gold,
but
there.
In case they don't, I clipped it out. So we're going to be playing it on here.
Oh, good.
Anyway, later on the programme. we could play now if you want.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it now. All right, so this is Sam attempting to interview the Jacksons, but then being interrupted by an engineer. Here it is.
We're going to have a big Jackson party. Come on out.
And we're going to be at Glasgow July the 2nd and Greenwich Festival July
the 6th. Mate, we're recording. You know that,
right?
I know
you are, but it will sound awful, and it does. Your mic sounds dreadful.
Okay, that's fine, but while they're talking, let's at least say pause. Well, sorry, everyone.
If you're on the right side of the mic.
Now, we got to do all this over.
Right. We're live at Drive.
Okay, one more time. So we got to start all over because the man came in and played with the microphones. And can you hear me clear?
Let's start again and get those dates out of the way. We won't start from the beginning. So tell me about where people can see you this summer.
Well, actually, we're in the UK to have a couple of dates here. Matter of fact, we're going to be in class.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, he's
you know, a live vibe to the whole thing.
Well, he swooped in to save the day. That was the idea.
I mean, he had a point. The microphone's out of rubbish. But I just did like, the Jacksons, you know, given the breadth of their career, just sort of got interrupted by a man going, rubbish. I liked it.
You've got to have your...
I think I've broken this one now.
Your muff on the right way around.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. It'll be in here now. Anyway, so that full interview with, I hope, that left in it, is coming with Sam Delaney from 4 o'clock today here on Talk Radio. Right, headline hijack then. As we were talking about, the lines are open for it. Here's the number to get your made-up news story to. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll take traffic and travel next, and then we'll do a diversity paper review. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hello,
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a Lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m. live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Mrs. Wren says she loves the summer. There's all the music festivals. It's lighter in the evenings. And Wren kitchens are even lighter on your pocket. Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 20% off. And you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. So, music festivals, who's your favourite band? Wings? I don't think they're around anymore. Fly down to Wren kitchens.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in this week's Sun on Sunday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of the Sun on Sunday this weekend.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes closed, south on the M1 through Bedfordshire. An accident involving four vehicles, but recovery underway just prior to Junction 10 for the M1 at Luton Airport Spur Road. Queues back towards Dunstable at Junction 11. Southbound side of the M1 at Derbyshire, a lane closed due to a breakdown between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 for the A38 at Alfreton. And the southbound M5 at Bristol, a lane closed due to an accident involving a van for Junction 19 at Portishead. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
Okay, here's the plan so far for the Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, Sunday night.
We have the man behind the movie The Day After Tomorrow and the book Communion. Alien abductee, prolific writer, Wickley Strieber will be here. Plus, we have a paranormal detective and one of the world's leading space scientists for you.
The Unexplained. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Probably should have done that cough while the travel was on and then you wouldn't have heard it. Anyway, so welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And before we talk to Kyle and go through the papers with him, well, you know as well as I do, if you're a regular listener, that what we do on this programme is take current affairs, which can very much be complicated, can't it, Roo?
Yes, I can't get my head around.
No, many people can't. And what happens is we take the news and we simplify it by Well, by subjecting it to short-form Oriental verse. Japanese poetry, if you will. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We ordinarily present the news in haikus. However, because Cornelius, who ordinarily reads them out, isn't here because he's gone to Glastonbury, Chloe's doing it. Right? Chloe works through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Yeah, pressing buttons. So we present the news in haikus.
One wants to be king or queen, says Prince Harry. Speak for yourself, mate.
The news in High Chloe's. Or as Rue just said,
Japanese cloetry.
Okay, I like that. There we go. Let's go through the papers. Let's do that thing. Let's do it. Every show must go through the papers. It's sort of broadcast law when you work on a speech radio station. So we do it. We do the bidding of the boss. However, we do it in a very different sort of a way. Because what we do is we invite a different diversity into the studio each day to do it for us, to go through the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Kyle's back. Kyle, remind us.
Hello. English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. Which is excellent news.
Brilliant.
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not good. Too bad. How good. Are you guys?
Yeah, we're not all bad. Right. We're bearing up.
Good.
Mm. So, in papers then, what are we,
papers.
Where are we starting?
Well, with the heat, I've decided to start with the sun.
Yeah.
As numerous teenagers, men and women in offices are trying to get around the uniform policies.
Yes.
So, this is a story that comes all the way from Exeter. And apparently 50 boys have been wearing skirts to school to get around the no-shorts policy.
Victoria mentioned that earlier, yeah. It prompted an interesting discussion on gender politics.
Yeah.
And whether or not we could just put skirts on.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be more than happy to do it.
I mean,
luckily I was able to wear shorts, but if it turned around and they said, no, you can't wear shorts,
yeah.
I'd be straight in a skirt.
Yeah.
Not sitting around in heavy jeans getting all sweaty.
I think it's a good thing that, you know, the kids have just sort of used their initiative a bit.
Yeah, well, it's come from, so the head teacher told them that apparently they questioned her on the shorts policy.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, you can wear skirts if you like taking it as a joke.
Yeah.
And all the lads took it seriously, borrowing skirts off their female.
So what did they wear? What did the female students wear?
They were in their normal skirts.
I mean, they've probably got more than one skirt.
skirt to last them the school year.
I mean.
Yeah. I suppose so. I mean, as a female student, you would have more than one, wouldn't you?
I'd guess it.
You'd have one for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Well, I only ever used to wear sort of one pair of trousers.
What, school uniform-wise?
Yeah.
I'm sure I must have had two pairs of trousers at school, because inevitably something's going to get spilled.
I suppose so.
If you're a teenage boy, for God's sake, something's going to get spilled.
Had to take a couple pairs.
Yeah. Do you know what? When I was at school, though, there were trousers. You had to, again, push the boundaries of the uniform. That
was
because everyone did that. You know, wearing the tie too short or, you know, all this kind of stuff.
or undoing the top button and just having the tie really tight. Yeah.
All that stuff. And there were trousers that came out. And they had to be black trousers, okay. My school uniform was a bit weird. It was black trousers, blazer, but a bright red shirt.
Right. That is odd.
Isn't it odd?
Very talk radio, I may.
You actually walked around looking like the logo of talk radio. That's
meant to be.
Exactly. But it was, when I look back now, you think that was weird.
Yeah.
At the time, it seemed perfectly normal. But anyway, the trousers, though, there were different trousers that came out that weren't official uniform trousers, but you could kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
There was something called shadow stripe trousers. Do you know what?
No, shadow stripe.
Like corrugated trousers.
Sort of, yeah. And it was a kind of, it was a like, they were, it was a really. Not exactly a pinstripe, but it was a sheer sort of line of shiny black next to stripes. And that was weird. And then the waffle trousers.
Waffle
trousers. It was waffle material. You know that kind of close up. It looks like a waffle, but it's kind of material. Sort of. Did they make trousers out of that? And we wore them, thinking.
Can't say I've ever worn a pair of waffle
no,
trousers.
No. Not the top of my shopping list.
No, I'm starting a campaign to bring them back now. Bring back the waffle.
It's almost as bad as those trousers that we spoke about the other month that were just pre-stained.
Oh, yeah.
With mud in that.
Pre-stained. Anyway.
It's the way fashion's going these days.
But I'm happy for the... I think it's you know, that's doing the right thing. The argument about who can wear what in the office and stuff and school.
There's been quite a few stories like that that have come out this week. I mean, there was a call centre worker that got sent home for wearing shorts.
Was there?
Yeah, yeah. He went into work, like, tried to risk it, wearing really, like, smart shorts. But, yeah, got sent home. So he's like, all right. He went to church. He's like, all right, I'm going to see if I can get away in a dress. So he went to work in a dress to obviously try and get around it, and they sent him home again.
See, that's not fair, is it?
No. Yeah.
Not at a call centre. No one can see you.
Like, so it was just like little things as well. Like there was another group of pupils in Hull that just wanted to take their blazers off when it was like 32.
Yeah.
And the teachers wouldn't let them. I mean, just
even
a blazer.
Ascot have relaxed the rules.
Yeah. I mean, it's madness. I mean, our school was like that a little bit. Like, obviously, when you're in classes, you could take them off, and when you're walking around grounds, you had to wear your blazer. But they are thick blazers, like thick, heavy black blazers.
Yeah.
Nah.
And they're called blazers.
Blazers, yeah.
That's hot. But Ascot, didn't they? This week, because obviously strict dress code.
Oh, yeah.
Ascot, men have to wear jackets and ties. But they did. I think they said if the temperature hits 30, men can take their jackets off at Ascot. Yeah. So they did.
You'd be like 29 and a half degrees.
Yeah, oh, come on, it off. Come on.
Get a bit hotter.
What else you got?
We're moving to The Independent.
Yep.
NASA has discovered 10 new rocky planets like Earth.
Ah.
So this follows on from the massive announcement that we were all hyped up about a few weeks ago.
Where I was convinced NASA were going to say aliens.
Aliens,
and you
yeah.
were convinced.
I was convinced. And then they released, they had another press conference on Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it was, and they've discovered 219 new suspected planets outside of our solar system. Includes 10 that are rocky like Earth and which exist in our solar system's Goldilocks zone, so it's not too far, not too close.
Porridgey.
Porridgey, yeah, just right.
Yeah.
So there could be a presence of water.
But do you know what? They do every week. There seems to be in this press conference where they say we've got 10 new planets. They might have water.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit planet jaded now, aren't you?
They've found more than 4,000 planets. And
I mean, you know, we've got enough.
Like 2,335 of those have been verified as exoplanets, and roughly 50 are near Earth-sized habitable zones. So it's
all right. Here's the thing for NASA, right? Because you're right. Every time I speak to you, there has been a NASA press conference.
Yeah.
Every week, NASA. Right. I know they do listen to them.
Yeah. Of course they do. I'm here.
We don't need to know about all the planets, right? Save it for something exciting.
Yeah. Because like we did, we got so excited. We were like, "Oh, it could be aliens."
Yeah,
more planets.
More planets. But look, wait till you've found, I don't know, another 4,000 planets. Then just tell us that there are 4,000 more planets.
Or just wait until you've found water on one of them.
Yeah.
Stop being like, "Oh, there could be water."
Or let us know when there is. Shut up until it's life.
Surely, though, the assumption is that there is going to be life on one of these many, many planets.
But we don't need to know about it now.
There's going
to
be some sort of moss on a rock somewhere.
Well, it does get you sort of hyped up about there being life on planets. And if they do find water, then that is the first existential step.
Mm.
If there's water, there's life.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So just shut up until they've found water. We don't need to know. Just come out. So when they call an announcement, a press conference, we'll have the right reason to be excited because it will be the life
thing. Then we'll know.
Instead of just building us up and letting us down at the last minute. Oh, big announcement. Found a planet. Yeah, we know.
God. So, announcement coming out. Oh, I wonder what this is about.
Didn't they find ice on Mars?
They reckon they found ice in underground vents, underground canals, but they're not 100% sure. They've still got the Mars Curiosity rover out there. Which actually, speaking of the Mars Curiosity rover, I saw a funny story on Facebook where a load of conspiracy theorists reckon that it hasn't actually gone to Mars.
Not good.
And that it's just in some hillside in like Cornwall or something. So they took a picture of the one of the mountain, the landscapes in Mars, and they compared it to the same. I think it was in Cornwall, I'm not 100% sure, but purely because the curvature of the hill was the same. Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theorists hyped up and they're like, it's not in Mars, it's in Cornwall, it's just taking pictures.
It would
and
make sense because you come in here often with photos that the rover has sent back, claiming that we've had a squirrel on Mars.
We've had a squirrel, we've had a spoon,
we've
had doorways. They found a circular bit of a circle of rocks on there yesterday, I think it was. Oh.
Just a circle of rocks.
Yeah.
And now, oh, everyone's going mad. Aliens have put those rocks where they are.
There was the big crab as well. Big crab. That picture. Yeah. That was scary.
So it could just be Cornwall. All of those things. They have crabs in Cornwall.
They have spoons.
They definitely have spoons.
Yeah.
I mean, no electricity, but they've got all those things. Squirrels. Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe we're just being
rocks. I don't know. I mean, Stonehenge is on the way to Cornwall.
Maybe that's where they're getting all these arches from.
All right, go on. What else? What else? What else?
The hunt for extra dimensions begin. This comes from the Daily Mail. So the European Space Agency has approved a mission that will hunt for gravitational waves, which could finally prove the existence of an extra dimension.
Right.
So the gravitation. So the universe is made up of, you know, a fabric of space and time, which corresponds to Einstein's general theory of relativity. Mm. And the objects in the universe bend this fabric, you know, more obviously bigger objects bend it more. And gravitational waves are considered the ripples in this fabric. So they are...
Is it waffle fabric, just to be clear?
May well be. No.
I would love it.
Now,
can you imagine? Hey, NASA, forget what I said about announcements, right? If you want to come out and say that the universe is made of waffle fabric, I'm with you.
Oh, my God. That would blow everyone's mind. That'd be the discovery of human history.
It really would. Yeah. I had trousers based on it back in the day. I was there first. So this is the, idea then is that somehow these waves.
They're gonna send up three identical satellites separated by 1.5 million miles in a triangular formation, which will follow the Earth's orbit around the sun. And the three craft will beam powerful lasers between one another in a search for the ripples. So apparently the ripples can build up sort of like a tower.
Yeah.
So the higher the frequency, the higher the ripple. But we will be focusing on the lower frequencies because we don't have the sort of technology to hit those high frequencies. So, yeah, they just reckon that, you know, if we discover... it can come around from two supermassive black holes merging.
Yeah.
So you get sort of a rip in the fabric of space and time.
Yeah.
And we're going to basically be testing to see if in that rip there is another dimension, because the theory is that gravity exists in every dimension, because obviously it's a force.
It's gone very sciencey now. I like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Stephen Moffat write this news story?
Well, Stephen Hawking has apparently jumped on board as well, approving it. So.
Yeah, well, friend of the show.
But yeah, it's just incredible. I mean, if they do manage to find these lower frequencies, then it could be there are extra dimensions, could be parallel universes, it could open up
NASA
for time
listen
travel.
NASA, when you found all this stuff, that's when to come to us.
That's it.
Stick your planets.
Give me a shout. I'll break it live on Talk Radio. We'll be sorted.
Kyle, thanks so much. Cheers. Once again for coming in the diversity pay-per-view. Remind us of your diversity.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. And in the next bit of the programme, well, guest action, we'll bring you one of the Impractical Jokers. I'm sure you're familiar with their work. But James Murr is going to be here talking, just flogging. So he's got tickets to sell for some show or
other
PR exercise dressed up as an interview, but it's happening after 2 o'clock. Headline hijack then, small matter of that. We need the name of today's winner who has got their made-up news story in the news masquerading as truth. Next, Rue, what name do you have?
Samuel.
Samuel, where's he from?
Kent.
Excellent. Samuel in Kent. You've got your news into Victoria, and it's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
If you won on Lotto, what would you get your mum?
I think the best thing for my mum would be to have her family around her all the time. So I'd probably use some modern technology to try and duplicate all those kids so she can have us around her all the time. Because that's what's most important to her, is being with us. I'd clone us all, yeah. I don't think the world's ready for that, actually.
Lotto. Who wins if you win?
Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
When you hear a PPI commercial like this, you think, I wonder if I ever did have PPI. And maybe I should claim with the deadline being announced. And then you think, oh, but I'm not sure where my paperwork is. So you end up doing nothing. Well, here's the easiest thing in the world to do. Just text the word PLEASE to 60777. And the claims guys will conduct a free search to discover if you ever had PPI. And then you can decide to pursue the claim yourself or get the claims guys to do it for you. Text PLEASE to 60777. Now.
The claims guys. The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van, not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing, freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers, this is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award winning Toyota ProAce. What van like commercial vehicle of the year 2017. On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I am John Holmes. Victoria's here with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, safety fears over hundreds of tower blocks, tribute to terror victim, and peace at Glasgow.
Talk Radio.
Around 600 high-rise buildings are estimated to have similar cladding to that used at Grenfell Tower. Downing Street says so far combustible panels have been found on at least 3 high-rise blocks with hundreds more to be tested. Nigel Glenn from the Association of Residential Managing Agents has told Talk Radio he expects all the cladding to be taken down.
It doesn't impinge on the structural safety of the building. It's not like you're having to go in and take out steel girders and so forth. It is a cladding on the outside sometimes to make it look nice. It is obviously an arduous job, but it's not a critical job. It is something that could be done.
Tests have revealed a 51-year-old man who died in the terror attack outside a mosque in North London suffered multiple injuries. Makram Ali was already getting first aid when a van ploughed into a crowd in Finsbury Park. His daughter, Rosina Akhtar, says he was a quiet, gentle man.
He spent his whole life without any enemies, choosing a quiet life instead. And I have no doubt that our father would not wish for there to be any retaliation.
Detectives are still questioning a 47-year-old man about the attack. Meanwhile, the Home Secretary has announced a review of how authorities dealt with recent terror attacks in the UK. Amber Rudd says it'll look at whether police and the security services have what they need to keep us safe. A review has found the Church of England colluded with a former bishop and helped hide the long-term sexual abuse of young men. Peter Ball was jailed in 2015 after admitting sex offences between the 70s and 90s. Reports found the church at its most senior level supported him unwisely. And thousands of people have created what's thought to be the biggest ever human peace sign at Glastonbury. Organisers think there are up to 15,000 people and staff at an unofficial record attempt.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bit tired, if you want the honest truth, but...
You look it.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I look a bit tired?
Your bags look bigger.
It's this dress I'm wearing. Shall we go to Ben with the pre-recorded sport?
No, because I've got to do the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Thunderstorms clearing, turning brighter and feeling fresher than recently with highs of 26 degrees.
Ben's here now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Van Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel has told Talk Sport he'd love to see Cristiano Ronaldo return to Old Trafford, but he won't be holding his breath. The Portuguese reportedly wants to leave Real Madrid and Spain following questions about his tax arrangements, though he denies any wrongdoing. Schmeichel called into Talk Sport this morning.
It looks to me like it's a political game where the pressure from the Ronaldo camp to Real Madrid is to sort this situation out for me, and it's the club's probably part of that. Or I'll leave, and it looks like they're sorting it out now, so that would be a dream, wouldn't it? Ronaldo back at Old Trafford.
Roma winger Mohamed Salah is undergoing a medical at Liverpool today ahead of a deal which could cost €39 million. The Egyptian only permanently joined the Italian club a year ago after an unhappy spell at Chelsea. Finally, the Gold Cup is the feature race at Royal Ascot today. The favourites is last year's winner, Order of St George. You can hear that race and every race at Royal Ascot over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Daily Express have forecast that next week may be the coldest since records began. This alarming prediction follows this week's heatwave and the hottest June day since 1976. While they admit that a sudden return to colder weather is unprecedented and relatively unlikely, they say all their best hunches indicate torrential downpours, violent snowstorms and even woolly mammoths.
Classic Express. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there, and Ben for his pre-recorded sport. Next, Impractical Jokers. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme. Things, not least today's edition of Paul Ross Master. Paul Ross is, of course, the presenter of the Breakfast Show on Talk Radio, and we test celebrities as to their knowledge of him on a Thursday. So that's this week's edition of Paul Ross Master on the way as well. The big debate is at 3 o'clock, and don't forget today is our feature, the old gay whistle test, where Terry, friend of the show, Terry, he's a pensioner, and he whistles a tune, and you have to try and identify it. That's exactly how it works. That's what it is. All coming on the programme, but I promised you hot guest action. Let's do that now. Here we go. So you will, of course, be familiar with Impractical Jokers. One of them is here, James. Now, obviously, Mur is what you are called.
Yes.
So do I call you James or do I get to call you Mur?
You get to call me Mur.
Thank you. Yes. I think that's a friendly gesture.
Yes.
Good. Well, listen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's so, look, Impractical Jokers. Now, this is... I mean, I say for those that don't know, I mean, everyone kind of knows what it is, but just for those that may not, I mean, it's a huge worldwide, it's gone proper worldwide now, hasn't it?
It has, it's pretty wild, yeah. Right?
It's like 70 countries or something.
I think it's in like 100, 110 countries, yeah.
It's gone up even since I last checked.
Yeah, it goes up, you know, every other day.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about it, for those that might not have seen it.
By the way, I'm completely distracted by...
Go on.
In front of me in the studio, yeah. Listeners, there's a computer monitor here, and your files listed here, and the files are very funny. I know they're audio files. Yeah. It says haiku.
Yeah.
Then it says old gay part one.
That's
old
right.
Gay part two.
Correct.
Old gay whistle only. Old gay reveal.
Yeah.
Raw audio. This is very funny to me. Yeah, the whole thing. Anyways,
you can take that screen with you if you want. I'll unplug it and give it.
So
to you.
Impractical Jokers is an upside down hidden camera prank show, basically.
Yeah.
Where my best friends and I, there are four of us in the show, we compete in these very embarrassing kind of social experiment situations. One of us is wearing an earpiece and he has to go out in the field and like work behind the counter at a restaurant or in a store. Grocery store, and my other three best friends are telling me what I have to say and do.
Yeah,
and here's the problem: we've known each other for 28 years. So we know everything about each other, and we know what's going to torture us. And so the guys know how to turn my screws and just really embarrass me. And then
you have to go along with it, whatever it is. And then there's a forfeit that's even worse if you don't.
Yes, if you don't do it. Because, look, we're regular guys. We're not pranksters. We're not like, jackass or anything like that.
Yeah.
We are regular, normal guys that unfortunately are competing in this show. And we are gentlemen, ultimately. My mother watches the show, so I know what, I'm going to hear it if I do something bad.
Yeah.
So if you reject enough challenges, then you get punished by your best friends in some horribly worse way.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where when you sort of came up with it, it's like anything, it's brilliantly simple,
yeah,
isn't it, as a concept. And it's just, obviously, I was watching one this morning, actually, which is one I really do like, which is the one where it's like a coffee shop or a bar, and it's not you, you're in the room doing the instructions, but is it Joe drinking from the milk all the time?
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Milk,
yeah. That just aired. That's a new one.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. He's behind the counter at this organic juice place.
That's
where they have coconut milk and everything. And inside the refrigerator, they have bottles of all these, expensive juices and milks. And we just told him, like a kid, to just keep reaching in the fridge and drinking the milk and ruining an entire container of milk. And the employee that's teaching him how to be an employee that day, it was just beside herself.
Yeah.
She could not.
She was just
imagine,
you can't do
how
that.
A grown man could be so stupid.
It was good, but that's the kind of simplicity of it, and it's about how evil can you be to each other. But look, we here, obviously, because we never sort of dress this up to be anything other than it isn't. This is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Damn right,
that is what it is.
Yes, it is.
We know that people know that, so we don't need to bother with that illusion.
I'm not here just to hang out.
No, I know.
But you seem like a nice guy, and so do you.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you spell your name again? Rube?
No, it's R00. Sort of like Roo. James Bond, but round the other way.
Rue.
Rue.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
What a cool name.
Well, I wasn't christened Rue, unfortunately. But yeah, no, it's Andrew. It's short for Andrew.
Oh,
but he went the Rue way.
Yeah,
I know.
Instead of Drew.
It's just that geezer off Neighbours who died falling off a pony. That's what it makes me think of.
Got it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a cool name, Rue.
Rue.
Yeah. Anyways, you seem like gentlemen.
We are. Which is why we're going to be doing you the favour of flogging your tickets for your forthcoming show.
I'm not sure what flogging means, but it sounds... It sounds exciting.
Kind of. But not only do you do that television program, also you're in an improv group.
Yes,
Tenderloins.
Well, the guys and
which
I
you started off.
The
here.
Guys and I went to high school together, and we formed our comedy troupe a long time ago called the Tenderloins, and that's our alter ego. That's our Bruce Wayne to our Batman.
Yeah,
to our Clark Kent. and then when we created Impractical Jokers, of course we are the Impractical Jokers. People know us as that.
Yeah,
but the show says starring the Tenderloins.
Yeah. So what do we expect from that? I mean, this is arenas we're talking here. This is no mean feat.
No,
this is like proper.
It's been a wild ride. I got to tell you, 10 years ago, we did a live show in Manhattan. This is long before TV, and no joke, two people came to see us perform, and there's four of us.
Yeah.
So it's like performing for half a person each. You know what I mean? And then now, obviously in January we did four nights at the O2. We toured the entire UK and Ireland. We did Belfast and Glasgow and Manchester and Birmingham and all over.
What's it like? I mean, because got a following, clearly. I mean, you just send an arena.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. And certainly four nights at the O2. That's the stuff of rock bands, of course, isn't it? And some rock bands don't get to do four nights at the
I don't know. The live show is like the four of us are on stage. There's a giant screen behind us, and we shot like hidden camera challenges just for the live show that you can't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so basically, people are just turning up to watch some telly.
No, it's a lot more than that. I mean, it's basically our friendship on display, so it's like the four of us ripping into you. Everything you love about the TV show, you will love even more about the live show,
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun. We're improvising, we're making things up. It's like stand-up comedy. You get to learn a lot more about us. And then we shot these hysterical videos that you can't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, really funny.
Are they too edgy for broadcast?
Not too edgy, because the show is family-friendly.
Yeah, fine then.
Yeah. So, but not too edgy. But it pushes the boundaries a little bit more than we get away with on TV.
Yeah.
I assume each night is different content then?
Well, it's stand-up comedy, so there's a fair amount of the same material. That being said, we do riff. you know, to keep it fresh.
Yes, so. Keep it unique,
I think Monty Python were the last people to sell out the O2 for a run like that.
I don't know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And in terms of influences, sort of comedically then, because I say you've been doing this for quite a long time and from high school, so what, and I mentioned Python there, whenever you ask an American what their influences are, they always mention Monty Python. Mm-hmm. Is that the case for you? Or
Well, I'll tell you, my favourite is, do you know... The Mighty Boosh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're great.
Yeah.
Great. I used to watch them all the time. Yeah. In America, you know, obviously Richard Pryor, Mel Brooks, the Zucker brothers who made Airplane, The Naked Gun. Mm-hmm. My father and I used to watch those all the time. Well, so those are the Kids in the Hall, The State.
Oh, yeah. Airplane, though, that's interesting you say that, because that's one of those films that you can watch over and over again, and it's still as funny as it ever was.
It holds up, man. We do an Impractical Jokers cruise. You know, we're doing another one this November. And last year, on the first cruise we did... it's like a week-long vacation with fans, you know what I mean? It's so much fun. Last year, we brought...
That's one ego trip, that. Yeah, it was an ego trip.
It was so much fun. It was like a huge party for a week in the Caribbean. It was great. Anyway, so we brought David Zucker on the boat. He's the director-writer of Airplane.
Yeah.
And he's become good friends of ours. And he did Naked Gun and... what else? He did a couple of the scary movies. Him and his brother did the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, who's an odd outlier. and he's coming on the cruise again this year.
Wow!
So we're really excited.
So the cruise idea. That's you know, it is a great idea. But you were just sitting around going, we want a free holiday. How can we do this?
that's basically it. You know, it was an idea inspired by just you. People were like, we want to spend more time with you. I think that's the hook of the show.
Yeah.
You know, is that people feel like we're friends of theirs. We remind them of the people they grew up with, you know, and they want to hang out with us, which I think is the ultimate compliment, you know.
Yeah.
So the cruise has been great fun. We're doing another one in November.
Where's that one? Is that Caribbean as well?
It goes New Orleans to Costa Maya, which is in Mexico, you know. And then a little spoiler, we are talking about doing a UK cruise.
A UK?
Yeah, leaving from here and then going, I don't know, down to...
Just go round the country.
Somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. Where do you guys go on vacation?
Well, we're not allowed to go to Europe anymore. Obviously, you have post-Brexit, so you can't go there. But you go from Southampton, of course, they go everywhere.
We'll sail down south somewhere.
How big is the boat? How many people are we talking?
5,000-person boat. It's a Norwegian cruise line.
That is impressive.
It's not like a dinghy. It's like a...
You guys rowing it.
There's no rowing.
Although, you know, that's another... I mean, you always strings to the... But don't rule that out, is what I'm saying. Because there might be a personalised rowboat with you guys rowing.
If things go wrong, grab an oar.
This is happening in October that you're doing this tour.
We're coming back. It's a new show we're doing. We have some of our best bits from the tour that we did a few years ago in the United States called the Where's Larry Tour, and we're adding more new material into it as well.
Yeah,
it's we did a different tour in January called the Santiago Centus Tour, and it was so. I got to tell you, it was. No joke, probably the best week of my life.
Really?
It was unbelievable. You know, as a performer, doing venues like that. Yeah. And a cool thing, too, is obviously it's a terrible thing, but it's going to be a great experience for everybody. And for us, we performed in Manchester at the Manchester Arena in January.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was, out of the 12 days we were touring in the UK, it was probably the best show we did. And I think the audience that came out would agree with that. It was just... electric.
Yeah.
And the venue was amazing. And so when we come back to Manchester, we're beginning the entire tour in Manchester. And 100% of that night, 100% of the money is going to the We Love Manchester Fund.
Cool.
To support the families that are affected by the terrorist attack.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, listen, great to have you in.
Thank you, guys.
You know, that went fast, didn't it?
It is. You know what? You guys look like you should be on TV, not radio.
Hey,
no joke.
Look at you.
That is an ultimate comment. Look at your
thank
handsome.
You very much.
Handsome.
What a thing to say.
Handsome,
you can come back. You can come back again. That's good. But you know, I know that you're an actor and a performer. And an actor's lie.
I'm a real guy. Not an actor. That's the whole hook of the show. I'm a real guy. Come on.
Listen, really good to see you. Thanks so much for coming in. We tried to get you practical joked during this, by one of your erstwhile colleagues, but it turns out they're all on planes or something.
Yeah, we're all traveling. We'll come back in October.
All right, good stuff.
All right, guys.
Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's Mer from Impractical Jokers. The details of that tour, of course, I'm sure you can find it on a website, can't you, somewhere probably?
Yeah, I mean, go to, you know, impracticaljokers.com or thetenderloins.com.
There it is. All right, we'll be back with our Glastonbury correspondent, which is just Cornelius on the phone from a hot tent. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in this week's Sun on Sunday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper.
That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend.
So you've been pondering the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men for the first time, and you're curious, is it fast? Easy? Why, yes, it's faster and easier than, say, fighting over the remote with your wife. You want the match, she, that blasted singing contest thingy. On the flip side, you could have been done getting rid of your grey with Just For Men by now. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Hey, your hair looks so good, she might even turn off the telly. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Now at TradePoint, get the Beko Oven and Hob Pack with a choice of gas or ceramic hob for just £190. Excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint! It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound on the M1 through Derbyshire. A breakdown closes one lane between 29 and Chesterfield down towards 28 for Alfreton and the A38. Northbound side of the M42 through Worcestershire. A breakdown closes one lane at Junction 3 for Redditch. And the A435, it's the inside lane which is closed there. And finally, the southbound side of the M5, broken down car closes one lane between 5 at Droitwich and 6 for Worcester North, who queues back towards 4A at the M42. I'm Stephen Beach.
Birdies, everybody welcome, jerk chicken.
The first little child I care for took my hands and asked to come home with me. Since then, I fostered more than 800 children. I do jerk chicken because it's tasty and easy. I use garlic, pepper, and a little bit of honey. Eating together, you bond with each other. Love is wholesome, and love is power.
Find Birdie's jerk chicken recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And as you will doubtless be aware, Glastonbury is it's a sort of music festival, music and arts festival. Just explaining that in case... Anyway, but it's all right. I don't need to explain it because we have our own Glastonbury correspondent. His name is Cornelius, and he's on the telephone from there now. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how is it going?
Good, yes. You?
Yes, very weird. I'm currently in the theatre and circus fields where it's all kicking off.
What's going on in the circus and field?
There's a man performing on a stage. His name is Lykido, the Lord of the Lobsters. He's been on for half an hour. I've had to step away from a gig. He sings songs exclusively about lobsters.
Yep.
And has lobster-pincing sort of actions to each and every song. He performs all sorts of hits, including Summer Cold, Dew Are Frozen, and his Christmas Lobster song.
Right. Is this actually happening, or are you drunk?
No, it's genuinely happening.
Right.
It's very fun here.
Yes, it sounds awful. You arrived yesterday. We spoke to you yesterday, but you arrived... I mean, what was the queue? We've seen queues on television. What was that like?
Yeah, well, no, I was fine, actually. I got the coach there, and because I arrived, like, mid-afternoon, so I was absolutely fine. It didn't seem to me there was any added security checks for anyone who came in by coach.
Right.
As opposed to normal years. So we literally just sailed on through. Last year, it took a bit longer because of the mud. This year, obviously, there's been no mud so far.
Yeah.
So it's been was much easier to get in, and I think I had my tent pitched by four, and no problem. The big queue was... at Victoria coach station to get on an actual coach.
Oh yeah, yeah. You told us about it yesterday. Did you not use the new nudist fast lane? Where they don't have no searches. You see, you can go straight in. They just cursory glance up the bum and then you're in.
Well, I tried to. I basically just flashed people as I walked in. But if anything, that meant that I had more security checks about me.
Yeah. So what's been on your agenda so far? What's been your typical Glastonbury day?
Okay, so this, to be honest, the Theatre and Circus Fields, where I am now, watching the Lobster Guy, still going. Everyone's still going.
Is anyone actually watching the Lobster Man?
Yeah, there's about 300, 400 people joining in the Lobster. If anything, it just shows you how little is open on Glastonbury on the first day. but yeah, that's the first sort of thing I did today. Yesterday... there's an area called the park, which is on the telly a lot. It's a big old hill, and you can go up and sit on there and just sort of enjoy the view. I did that for a couple hours last night. Ended up at a silent disco, which was very fun. And then I went to this tent called the Big Easy Jam, which is just where they've left like a piano, guitars, a bass guitar, a drum kit, and many percussion things. And then people just sort of join in.
Right.
And I sort of ended up becoming the hype man for that for about an hour.
Right.
So, yeah, very odd.
But so, in terms of... I mean, to be honest, it sounds awful, doesn't it?
You could set that up in your own back garden. You don't really need to go to Glastonbury for a big, easy jam.
Really good.
Well, yeah, but no one's passing by through my back garden.
Depends if you're in the nudist queue or not. No.
Yeah. So, and later on, Cornelius, so who's headlining what tonight? What are you seeing tonight?
So, well, there's secret sets, and the rumour on site is tonight that Circa Waves and Everything will be playing one of the stages. I'm not going to say which because I don't want it to be too busy tonight. So I'll be going to that, and before that I'll be seeing a Smiths tribute act called The Smiths with a Y instead of an I.
Right, that's clever what they've done there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of this, the sort of secret, so there's always rumours flying around, of course, whenever there's a festival. So how sure can you be, as our Glastonbury correspondent, that that's even a thing? Because you've said it now, but what if it doesn't happen?
Well, I'm fairly sure of this one, because I'd heard of it before I came here. Obviously, we have friends in the media industry, so we get sort of tip-offs anyway. But then I overheard someone else saying it today from an independent source. And stuff like that. I mean, the two secret sets on the Thursday, I think, tend to be quite closely linked with the NME magazine. They always get big coverage.
Right.
So you can normally guarantee it on being an NME-style band, which Circa Waves and everything do fit that bill.
Yeah, all right. And in terms of, you know, we all know that you took 5 stones worth of warm lager with you.
Yeah, all gone. No, not yet.
That was my next question. Yeah. So, how far? I think that. I mean, we've chatted about amiably about Glastonbury. I mean, that's fine. But what people really want to know is how much of your warm Carling have you drunk?
I drank 8 cans of it yesterday.
8 cans. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did take 4 cans of Old Speckled Hen with me. Just to make up, just to round it to 40, because it was an uneven number with 2 crates. So I've had 2 of those this morning, and I've just enjoyed my first warm lager of the day.
There we go. He's living the dream. Cornelius, thank you very much. Glastonbury correspondent there, paid intern Cornelius, who has only agreed to do this on the telephone. Am I right, Con? Oh, he's gone. Only agreed to do this because he thinks he can claim the ticket for Glastonbury money back on expenses now.
What about all the beer as well?
And that, presumably. Yeah. The answer to that, of course, is that he won't be able to, but we haven't told him that. Anyway, so there he was at Glastonbury. We'll talk to him again tomorrow, of course. Something I was going to... He's talking about... coach travel there, Rube, right?
Yes.
And by the way, if you're just joining us, that's Cornelius, who's normally in the studio, but he's at Glastonbury. So Rue, hi Rue.
Hello.
Is fulfilling the role of disappointing sidekick in Cornelius'
I'm
place.
Doing a Cornelius, today, you might say.
If you like. But I was going to say, a friend of mine, and you're like this, Victoria, as well, so I was nearly late for this show, like last week, right? Because I got stuck in a traffic jam. Okay, now I live in Kent, and I was in this traffic jam, and so I missed two trains. Well, I only just made it, but in that traffic jam, 2 miles behind me, I now know is a friend of mine. Okay,
oh yeah,
he told me this. We were stuck in that traffic jam. The traffic didn't move. It's one of those ones where everyone gets out of their cars.
Oh yeah,
there's no point in doing anything else.
Like La La Land, and you start having a musical number.
We didn't quite do that, but now you mention it, why didn't I think? Anyway,
yeah, that would have been good.
But everyone gets out of their cars, so he gets out of his car. Right, and gets chatting to the driver of a National Express coach that is stuck in this long traffic queue because the driver's out. And so they get chatting, and they've been there for about an hour, right? And he said to the driver, "Do you have a toilet on board?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Could I?" And he went, "Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, go on, mate." So my friend David went on to the coach, and
he
walked up the aisle saying hello to everybody because there was a bloke's using the toilet kind of thing, right? And he went into the toilet. Halfway through his wee, the engine started up and the coach moved off because the traffic jam. So what you've got now, if you think of that scenario, right, is a man trying desperately to finish his wee, a coach that's speeding up on a motorway, right, and him running down the aisle past all the laughing people, right, when the coach driver then obviously just had to slow down and stop it for him to get off. Then he had to run half a mile back to his car, which of course he left the door open or whatever, which is now sitting in traffic. They're all trying to go round it.
Sure. Why did the coach driver start when he knew he was on?
Because all of the traffic started to move and he couldn't do anything else.
I suppose, yeah, you can't just sit there, can you?
He had to do it.
Let's just be thankful it was a number one.
Well, it was a two... It was a two-laner. So it was... So the coach is in one and his car's in the other. The coach had to move because they're just blocking the... Anyway. Funny. right then, in the next bit of the program, I don't know why I just thought of that. I think probably because we were talking about coaches. Anyway, in the next bit of the program, there'll be things. Don't forget Victoria's bonus news in an hour. She's doing animal news today. Rue will be doing work experience punditry very shortly as he takes us through a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff. There's the big debate at 3:00, and don't forget this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster in the last half an hour of the program. 2:30 now, though. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Around 600 high-rise blocks in England could be covered in similar cladding to Grenfell Tower, the site of a deadly fire last week. Tests have revealed at least 3 high-rises are fitted with combustible panels and hundreds more are due for checks. Here's the Prime Minister.
As a precaution, the government has arranged to test cladding in all relevant tower blocks. Mr. Speaker, shortly before I came to the chamber, I was informed that a number of these tests have come back as combustible.
Camden Council says it's removing cladding on its Cholkett's estate in North London after an examination raised concerns. Tests have found a man who died in the Finsbury Park terror attack died from multiple injuries. There had been some confusion as 51-year-old Macromalley had collapsed from a weak leg just before a van crashed into a crowd near a mosque earlier this week. It's reported the Russian Foreign Ministry believes there's a high degree of certainty the leader of the Islamic State group has died. A news agency in the country has made the claim days after Moscow started looking into reports its military had killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. There have been previous reports of his death, but they've turned out to be false. A report has found the Church of England helped to hide the long-term sexual abuse of young men by a former bishop. Peter Ball was jailed in 2015 after pleading guilty to offences, including 2 counts of indecent assault. And Sir Billy Connolly has received his 4th honorary degree, despite joking the closest he ever got to university was to deliver coal. The University of Strathclyde has made the comedian an honorary doctor just days after he was given a knighthood. The weather, thunderstorms clearing, turning brighter but feeling fresher than recently with highs of 26 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in an hour as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Because as we mentioned, bonus news is on the way. Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be, but she gets paid the same, and that's not fair, is it?
So it is.
So not really.
It's fine
no.
by me.
So she has to make the time up a bit by bringing us the bonus news. Today, it's animal news.
Yes, it is.
If it's happening in the world of animals, Victoria will have that news for you. Have you started researching it yet?
I've got one story.
Do you want? Would you like to tease me with an animal?
A tortoise. Tortoise?
Is it tortoise or tortoise?
How do you say it?
Tortoise.
No one says that.
I think I say tortoise.
Okay.
I've never really thought about it before, but I think that's what I say. I'm not sure I've ever had the need to say the word tortoise ever out loud. I don't know. I don't have one, so why would I?
No, well, a turtle is more commonly had, isn't it? I mean, you're more likely to have
it. Why would I have a turtle? I dispute that.
I know more people who have pet turtles than tortoises.
Do you?
What
about terrapins?
Yeah. All these things.
There's a texter. What animal have you got? Should we do a Twitter poll? That's fashionable on the radio, isn't it?
No.
Turtle or tortoise?
Or terrapin.
Or terrapin. The three T's. Three T's of pet ownership. Marcus has, speaking of messages, Marcus has tweeted saying he's getting on board, Rue, with because you're going to do the geeky gadgety tech stuff.
Yeah.
And Marcus has said, well, you could say that there's a tech Rue coming up. So even Marcus has got involved with.
Yeah.
Did he tweet?
How did he tweet the bark?
He's tweeted that. He's gone R-E-W. Rue.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, so tortoise news coming up in a man and a hour. If you can find a story about a turtle and a terrapin as well, I think we'd all be very pleased.
I will try.
All right. And we'll go through geeky gadgety stuff next, because Rue's here to re-roo it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revue for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So here we are then, and we are on Talk Radio, and you are listening to it come out of whatever listening device you favour. Now, Rue. Rue's here. He is, as I say, fulfilling the role of disappointing sidekick. Cornelius, as we know, is at Glastonbury. So Rue's here, but it does all fall to him, I'm afraid, to do some actual work now, because he has to review the geeky gadgety stuff. It is work experience punditry. So, work experience punditry works like this. We get a work experience, we bring them in here, tell them that it's real-world work experience in an industry they wish to strive in, and that reviewing stuff on the radio, on a programme, is good for their CV. And we'll give them a step up on the ladder into broadcasting. It's all nonsense, it's a lie. We just get them in because they're free. Hi, Rue.
Hello.
Good. So, geeky gadgety stuff, then.
Indeed.
What are we starting with today?
Well, there's quite a lot floating about out there, actually. Not the least, drones. But more on that in a little while. Right. I thought I'd just start by saying that Google Glass has added Bluetooth support, and it's its first update since September 2014. So if you're still using it...
No one is.
There you are. You've got
Did
Bluetooth
anybody
now.
Use that?
I don't know. I don't know anyone.
Remind me what it even was.
A pair of glasses that you sort of wear.
Yeah.
And, you can see...
Things
like augmented reality stuff, a bit like Pokemon Go, but on your face.
Right. Okay. Snapchat. Yes. No. We talked about something. Snapchat brought out some glasses as well.
Specs. Yeah.
Is that right? Yes.
Snap specs or something.
Yeah. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, which I didn't understand either. But does anybody go for this stuff?
Well, that one's more straightforward. You just take pictures or 10-second videos with your glasses.
Why can't you do that just with your phone?
Well, you could, but in fact, you're bringing me on to my next item quite seamlessly there.
Oh,
because
very good.
Have you ever thought selfie sticks are just too complicated?
I've never thought about it.
Have you ever used a selfie stick?
Only to beat to death somebody who was using one, is the correct approach.
You might find, like designer Brent Jelly, that from Bridgewater, Somerset, that... You find yourself in strange positions when you're using a selfie stick. Unrealistic positions that you wouldn't otherwise be in without a selfie stick.
Are you going to give me an example now?
Well, you've got your arm up in all your pictures, haven't you?
Oh, I see. All right, fine.
So, Yeah, you wouldn't do that if you weren't taking a picture.
No.
He thinks, though, that now that selfie sticks are considered uncool, your best bet is to take a selfie via your foot. Because he's invented a device called Selfie Feet, which straps your smartphone to either foot and connects to a hand-operated fob via Bluetooth.
I don't think I like him.
to snap pictures, because... Well, that's a much more natural pose.
This sounds to me... Now, I don't know this man, right?
Yes.
And I'm not casting aspersions on why he did this.
Okay.
And I'm not saying this is him, for legal reasons, but there are people who go around with cameras on their feet.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right, on...
You're not wrong.
On tube trains and stuff, don't they? And you see, you often read about them in the papers, don't they? Because they take picture up skirts, don't they?
That's
all I'm saying is... I'm not saying he's this person... To be clear, but what I'm saying is it could be used for nefarious purposes.
Possibly that's where the idea stemmed from.
Well, because if you put a selfie stick so up somewhere...
Yeah, that's far more...
Then you're going to notice.
Detectable.
Yeah,
yes.
So is what I'm thinking, yeah.
But no, he says selfie feet allows users to take more natural pictures, hands-free. The device is really simple to use. Apparently sticking my smartphone, he says, onto my foot just seemed an obvious solution.
To taking pictures of people on trains. Yeah, like I was saying...
Well, if you want to give it a go, it's just £12 via a fundraising campaign.
So is it like a little mount that goes over your toe? I mean, have you got to have bare feet or
it's sort of an elastic contraption that goes around your foot or your shoe, and attached to that is a little holder for your phone. So it's basically a selfie stick but without the stick. Instead of the stick, you've got an elastic bit that goes around your foot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's interesting.
Well,
interesting's
yeah.
the
I
word.
I mean, if, for example, somebody with a wooden leg,
yes,
had that.
That's basically a selfie.
That's
stick.
That's a selfie stick, isn't it? Let's go back to that again.
Yes.
I mean, possibly the last person to have one of those was Long John Silver. But the point,
that's
my point. My point stands.
They're not as popular as they used to be. Are
no,
they?
When did that stop? I don't know. Now it's all Oscar Pistorius, isn't it?
Hmm?
And look what he did. So,
well,
just goes to show you. Tease, I don't know what it goes to show you, something, via a selfie stick. Give me a tease as to what's coming. Drones, you've said.
Yes. Soon, you may be followed by adverts. You can't escape them.
Well, you're damn right, because that's what's coming next. Along with traffic and travel. And we will talk more geeky, gadgety stuff next on Talk Radio. And by the way, the poll is now live on Twitter. I can't even remember what it was. Was it Turtle...
Turtle, tortoise, or terrapin?
Turtle or tortoise or terrapin? Why do we even start that? Anyway, there's a poll with that on Twitter for some unknown reason. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There's a brilliant alternative to owning a car. With more freedom than leasing, it's better by far. Europcar's new long-term rental deal is the stress-free way to get behind the wheel. Delivery's free, collection is too. There's no lengthy forms or hoops to jump through. You'll get a great mileage allowance and complimentary valets, plus the chance to switch cars every 28 days. Get complete peace of mind for a fixed monthly fee. Add unlimited drivers, that's also free. For the best rental service, may we recommend long-term hire from Europcar, your flexible four-wheeled friend. Get long-term car hire from as little as £317 a month with a deposit of just £70. Book now at europcar.co.uk/long-term. Terms and conditions apply.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep, even when you do. eReceptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With eReceptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems westbound on the A31 through Guildford. It's closed due to emergency repairs between the A3 at Hogsback and the Putnam turn off. Southbound M5 through Worcestershire, a broken down car closes one lane between 5 at Droywich and 6 for Worcester North. Inside lane of the 3 closed. And finally, still delays south on the M1 through Bedfordshire. It follows an accident just prior to junction 10 for Luton Airport Spur Road. Queues remain back towards the Dunstable turn for junction 11 and the A505. I'm Stephen Beach.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy. D-lovely, D-Laney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio, and yes, we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. Before that, though, obviously we've been rounding up the news as well, and there's a lot of it today. Prince Harry, for instance, has said that he doesn't really want to be king or queen, and nobody in the royal family does want that job, he says, in the future. They will do it out of a sense of duty, but he's said that. I'm just looking at the news as a whole, really. I'm just looking at the papers. There's the Sun's got the headline, Strictly Come Dancing. Lords and SNP bid to hijack Brexit. Theresa May, of course, facing right over the Brexit laws on the front of the Times. Ageing minds are kept sharp by sex is also on the front of the Times. It is all very complicated, isn't it, really?
Try as I might, I just can't get my head around it.
No, Rue, it's fine, though, because you're not the only one. Cornelius never can, either. And we're here to help. If you find the news complicated, well, allow us, as ever, to get straight to the heart of the matter. When you drill down into current affairs and into the news, you'll know, as well as I do, that what you end up with is Japanese poetry, of course, right at the centre of the news. And when we sort of give that voice, if you like, on the programme by... Well, by bringing you the news in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, the news in haikus. However, Cornelius, who normally does them for us, is not here. He's in Glastonbury. So Chloe, who works through the glass. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Has been recording them for us instead, simply because it was the closest team member to get the word haikus out. The news in high clothes, you see. The news in high clothes. Let's enjoy a little bit of Japanese cloetry.
Solar eclipse in US. We could do with one of those over here.
Radios in high close. Talk Radio in the afternoons, Britain's most threatening radio station. And that's because if you're listening to this on a digital radio that has one of those little screens on it, our slogan, if you like, is, of course, Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. But the screens often aren't big enough or long enough to have the whole slogan on. So most of them say, Talk Radio, we'll get you. Roo's here, and he's re-rooing geeky, gadgety stuff. I'm speaking of digital radios, but we've done... what were we talking about?
It was a selfie foot.
A selfie foot, that's what it was
selfie
called.
Selfie feet, yes.
Yes. So where are we going now?
You could strap it anywhere you like there, really, couldn't you? It doesn't have to be a foot. Video drones!
Yes!
Adverts now follow you around rather than just pop up wherever you're looking.
Right.
So, NTT Docomo? Docomo?
Don't know.
Perhaps? Created a unique flying sphere that's surrounded by 8 curved LED strips that can spin at high speed while it's flying. So the design also allows the drone's propellers to be hidden inside so as not to obstruct the images or the videos being displayed on the screens on the outside. So what I saw attached to this story was sort of a flying digital globe of the, like, a Earth.
Yeah. And that how big is it? I mean, we're talking... I mean, this isn't a million miles away from the Death Star, is it? Well,
I think they've still got some way to go before then, but I don't think this is massive. It looks like something you'd see in Ghost in the Shell, for instance. You know, one of those futuristic,
yes,
very hyper-futuristic...
There was a film that you... I'm going to stick my neck out and say you won't know.
Oh,
but,
go on.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Phantasm.
I don't know that one.
Well, it was a sort of a classic...
I'm thinking Fantasia, which
not
is quite different.
Very different to that. it's the actor in it. It was a horror film.
Oh, yeah.
Early 80s, maybe. But when sort of home video was a thing, it was one of those, as underage kids, you know, you could go and rent from the newsagent,
yep,
and watch Phantasm. And its tagline was, if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. But what was interesting about it was...
It's a good tagline.
Yeah. What was interesting about it was there was a flying ball in that, which is now what I've brought to mind. And it was a sort of... it was like a weapon... But controlled by someone's mind. I can't remember. Anyway, but the ball flew around, but it had in it, like, a drill and a blade and stuff, and it would chase you and then drill your skull out. Drill your head
off. What colour was this ball?
Silver.
I think I have seen something like this, but I haven't seen the film.
It's dated badly, but it just reminded me of that.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be sort of health and safety measures to ensure that things don't go in that direction.
That's right and proper. So is this for advertising? Is that what it's for?
Well, no. What they're saying is currently it's better used as sort of temporary signage as part of a big event or sports show or something like that.
Yeah.
Also, possibly Wi-Fi hotspots. But alongside those things, it would be quite easy to you know, here are the toilets. Also, buy a Coke. Not
yes.
in the toilet, obviously.
No, that'd be...
although there are sometimes men in
yeah,
there with
yeah,
it.
With
a Coke.
With Coke.
I meant a can of Coke, you know, and a lollipop or something, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Men's toilets is a man having a lollipop. Don't answer that. I don't want to know what toilets you hang out in. So, look, the idea of this thing, though, you said sporting events.
Yeah.
But in most sporting events,
yep,
right, what is the...
What is there?
Yeah.
Oh, a ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's the potential for error here.
Well, if you're going to be kicking a giant sort of 35-inch wide prototype, that's quite different to a ball. It's not, when I say giant, that might be an exaggeration, but it's certainly bigger than a football.
Right, fine. All right. But it's not here yet, this thing.
No, not yet. But it's work in progress.
But
it's quite scary. They say that it's going to, at the moment, lower resolution than an iWatch, but they want to get it to 4K.
Right. And it gets one of those things I don't really see the point of it. I mean,
Well,
you know, there are already signs at places, aren't there? So, you know.
Yes, but you can't change those signs. Once they're up,
they're up. I suppose you could hover, you're right, hover it above a toilet.
Or
say, toilet here,
yeah.
If you don't know where.
Or you could just put up a piece of material that alters when you look at it through a Google Glass, based on the augmented reality settings you've downloaded, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're just talking nonsense now.
Well, so, I think that would be more exciting than having giant, scary balls in the air.
Back to those toilets. Right, where are you where are you going next?
How about toilet on demand? Seeing as we were talking
about
toilets.
Yeah, makes sense. A toilet on demand. Is it a flying toilet that follows you around?
No, but that's great. And you should pass that on to the people behind the giant globe. Yeah. No, this is Charmin. You know, Charmin.
The toilet paper
people.
The toilet paper people, yes.
They've got an on-demand toilet in New York City yesterday and today. So you haven't got long to make use of this.
Right.
But they're running a promotional event, rather, allowing you to order an on-demand mobile porta-potty in select neighbourhoods throughout the city from your smartphone.
So
you just have to go to CharminVanGo.com, follow the instructions, and soon a modified runner van will arrive for you to defecate in.
I mean, I know there's some people I was at school with who would have happily defecated in a Renault van before it was modified, to be honest with you. Do you get, I mean, what's the service like? Because how far would you push this? Because, I mean, you know, does someone from a representative of Charmin wipe your bottom for you, for instance?
No, but star of ABC's hit family sitcom Black-ish, Anthony Anderson, will be on board as well.
That's nice, because I've always wanted to have a poo in front of a sitcom star, haven't you?
Yes.
Always. You can't say. Handy. But I've always wanted. I don't know about anybody else, but.
Say it hasn't crossed my mind.
They really have hit on a niche there of things people want to do. You know, one thing that we all want to do is defecate in the back of a van in front of an American sitcom star. Don't we? All of us.
Well, you know. It's worked because we're talking about it.
That's right. And what a great treat for anyone.
Yeah. He says he'll be delighting people with bathroom humour as well while you're in there. So, I mean, of all the visits to the lav, eventful visits to the lav you're likely to have in your life, that one, that's something to write home about, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't think, the thing is, I think I'd get stage fright. I don't think I could urinate in front of a...
You don't have to do it in front of him,
surely.
I thought
that was the point.
No, he's just in another room with a microphone or something, bellowing toilet jokes.
I thought he was just sitting in the van next to you on the wheel hub or something.
He might be in the next cubicle.
We just don't know, do we?
Do you remember those when they were doing those social experiments about having to go to the toilet in a glass box in the middle of a crowded square or something?
No, is this a dream you've had?
No. No, but that you can see out while you're doing your business.
But they can't see
you.
They
can't see in. Would you do that?
I think that's a little bit Emperor's New Clothes. I think they can see in. I think they've just said that's...
It's a bit scary.
I don't think I could do that, no. Because
you'd be all tense.
You would. Anyway, finally, very quickly.
Yes. A clock made of eyelashes. not eyelashes, but it looks a lot like eyelashes.
Right.
You know those little furry bits you get down the edge of an escalator?
Yes.
Yes.
What are they for?
Well, to stop bits of stuff clogging up your escalator.
Oh.
Yeah. Dirt and
things. I clean my shoes on them as I go down.
Yeah, you can't help it, can you? I used to run my hand across them when I was a little child, and I always got told off. And obviously that is pretty filthy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, you know, trapped fingers, Roo.
Trapped fingers. Yep. We've all seen Final Destination 4 or 5.
There's an escalator one in that.
Escalator falls apart.
They really ran out of ideas by then.
Yeah, they should have done the Portaloo.
Yeah.
Yes, Bina Beitel's lash clock lets you watch the seconds blink by. It uses a clever hidden mechanism that creates moving gaps between individual hairs. The larger gap indicating the current hour, while a smaller, faster moving gap indicates a minute. Now, the idea... is that it allows you to contemplate time rather than endure it. And I think that's nice. I'm all about time.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes. I've got a 24-hour wristwatch myself, because the idea here is that it makes you feel like you've got more time. But I do contest that, because I can already see tomorrow on this watch.
What do you mean?
It's a 24-hour watch. So it's got the whole 24 hours in a circle.
And each, oh, right, so 1 to 24.
Each nodule is 15 minutes. But I appreciate the idea behind it, which is to make it feel like time's not moving quite so fast. And that's the same thing here.
But also, the reason that watch makes you think that you've got more time and you don't notice it going past in quite the same way is because it's impossible to read it. It takes you ages to work out what the time is. What's that?
I do always look at my phone.
So, yeah, there you go.
It's a good talking point.
But I like the eyelash watch.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not for sale.
Clock. Oh.
But it does exist. If you find yourself in Belgium from January 22nd to April 20...
Well...
Oh, there we are.
Hello, David Davis.
No.
Oh.
It's gone.
Oh, right.
It's gone. So you can't see it.
You just brought us gadget news of a gadget you can't see or buy.
Well, I'm sure it's still somewhere in a closet or something. And so if you find yourself in that particular museum in Belgium, just ask if they can get that out of a box for
great,
you. And
great news. You'd be better off going for a poo in a van. Right, that's Roo. Thank you, Roo, for geeky, gadgety work experience punditry in the next hour of the programme. This week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, in which celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. We will also be inviting you to identify the tune whistled by a homosexual pensioner. It's the old gay whistle test. That's on the way as well. And the big debate, of course, it's 3 o'clock. We'll do the big debate next. Traffic, not traffic, it's news. It's news, 3 o'clock, Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So listen, sour flavours are big right now. So Oasis Drinks is launching new Sour Oasis in apple cherry sour and kiwi apple sour flavour. And Grime is big right now, so Oasis is jumping on that too.
Yeah, Max, check this jingle up. Rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up. Introducing new Sour Oasis. Why I'm now getting in your faces? If it's not stocked in your local places, oh well, just buy a normal Oasis. Rap, 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 drink em up. Rap, 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 drink em up. Yeah.
Alfa Romeo offers uncompromising Italian style, a century of innovation, and a history of racing legends. And now we're offering even more. In addition to our current promotions, you can now receive an extra £500 contribution on selected models across the Alfa Romeo range, but only till June 30th. So visit your local Alfa Romeo dealer now. £500 contribution includes VAT, available on selected stock ordered and registered by June 30th, 2017. T's and C's apply.
A wise man once said, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. And that's especially true when it comes to making a PPI claim, particularly now the deadline for claims has been announced. So do something. Text PLEASE to 60777 and then let the claims guys do their thing. A free search to discover if you ever had PPI. What have you got to lose? One thing's for certain, if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. So text PLEASE to 60777 and let the claims guys do the rest.
The claims guys.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m. live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hundreds of tower blocks could have deadly cladding, a terror strategy review, and boys wear skirts in protest.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed there are an estimated 600 high-rise buildings in England that could be covered in similar cladding to Grenfell Tower, where dozens of people were killed in a fire last week. Samples taken from buildings have so far seen combustible panels on at least three other blocks. Nigel Glenn from the Association of Residential Managing Agents has told Talk Radio there's a quicker way of identifying vulnerable buildings.
The government should be going to the suppliers and asking them, where have you installed this particular type, rather than asking everybody to go around and take down parts of buildings and send them off for testing. Somebody must know what they've installed.
Scotland Yard says a 51-year-old man who died after the Finsbury Park terror attack suffered multiple injuries. There had been some doubt as to what caused his death, as he was already getting first aid when a van was driven into a crowd outside a mosque. Meanwhile, the Home Secretary insists urgent action is being taken as we enter what she calls a new phase of global terror.
Britain's counter-terrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure that the police and the security services have what they need to keep us safe. In addition to this, there will be a review of the handling of recent terror attacks to look at whether lessons can be learned.
Amber Rudd says former independent reviewer of terrorism legislation David Anderson will look at how the recent attacks in the UK were dealt with. Dozens of people have died or been left injured following four atrocities in Manchester and London over the past 3 months. The European Council president says he still holds hope that Brexit can be reversed, even though negotiations officially started this week. Donald Tusk made the comments to reporters ahead of a meeting with the Prime Minister. And a group of around 50 boys in Devon turn up to school wearing skirts in a protest at a no-shorts policy. The pupils in Exeter have been hoping to wear an alternative to full-length trousers to keep them cool in the hot weather. The head teacher says she's now considering changing the rules for the future.
I mean, we mentioned this earlier, but I kind of think that's a good thing.
The skirts?
The skirts thing.
Apparently, some of the boys got into trouble because they were too short.
There's always rules, Victoria, and they're there for a reason.
Yes, John.
I think it's wrong for a school to discriminate against the shortest students.
The skirt.
Ah, right. Okay,
yeah,
I'm with you.
The skirt. Potentially indecent.
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, if you think about it, it might not be the skirt that was short. It might just be them that were long.
Yes.
Let's not dwell on that.
Hanging out the bottom.
No, that's disgusting.
I thought you meant
So it might not be the...
John.
Yeah?
I'm going to do the weather now.
Excellent news.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Excellent weather, actually.
Shush. Thunderstorms clearing eastwards, so largely dry, with some sunny spells, feeling fresher with highs of 26 degrees.
Are you?
It's not a forecast about me, it's a forecast about the weather.
All right. In half an hour, Victoria will be back, but with bonus news. Now, bonus news is... Well, it's very popular on the programme because Victoria has to make the time up because her bulletins are small, so she gets paid the same. And so they have to be eked out. So the eking will commence at 3:30 today.
Painful.
It's animal. Oh, it often is, isn't it? Animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news. Today it's animal news. Already, by the way, somebody I've lost the text now, but it was.
Great.
It was about this is from Clarkie.
Okay.
Oh, bloody battery died yesterday, and I missed mineral news. And now today you've said she's going to do animal news, and it'll be a dog story or some such poo.
No dog. No. But I can talk about tortoise poo.
Tortoise.
Pink.
Is it?
Not always.
Yeah. Fascinating, isn't it? Intriguing stuff. I think we're all interested now, but you only have to wait 25 minutes for that. Victoria, thank you for bonus news.
Yeah.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Dutch legend Frank de Boer is reportedly on the verge of signing on to become Crystal Palace's new manager. Some bookies have suspended betting on the former Ajax player and head coach, replacing Sam Allardyce at Selhurst Park. If hired, de Boer would become the club's second foreign manager, the first being Eagles icon Tio Lombardo. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel has told TalkSport it would be a dream come true to one day see his son Kasper wear his old number one shirt at Old Trafford. United have been linked with a move for the United legend's offspring if David De Gea's move to Real Madrid goes ahead. Schmeichel told TalkSport, Kasper's proven at Leicester, he's got the quality.
It would be a dream, trying to be as neutral and as unbiased. I think he's done well enough to convince everybody that he can play at the highest level.
Finally, the Gold Cup is the feature race at Royal Ascot today. The favourite is last year's winner, Order of St George. You can hear every race at Royal Ascot in full over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was, all powered by TalkSport. Now, the big debate is on the way, of course, as indeed time, even on Roo's 24-hour watch that he can't read, because the numbers are too small. The time indicates that the big debate is on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's do it then. So as the Conservative manifesto gets more or less chucked out by the Queen, speaking yesterday in her Brexit hat, we find ourselves as a nation in the curious position of having a minority government that still hasn't done a deal with the DUP, a foreign secretary who can't answer questions in an interview, which is, of course, Boris Johnson in that interview he did on Radio 4 yesterday. You know, I'll bet by tomorrow that Boris Johnson probably says he's got type 3 diabetes or something like that, just to, you know, get him off the... Wouldn't put it past Boris Johnson, let me say that. Anyway, Brexit negotiations, by the way, as well, where no one has actually got a clue still what Brexit actually is or looks like. The Queen's speech, of course, surprised many with its Brexit legislation, as it was all done with much fewer pomp than previous speeches ever had been. Now, we've touched on this subject before, of course, on the big debate, but it's the one subject that gets people very angry, and I make no apology for it. Let's talk to George, who's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, George.
Yeah, it's George.
Well, I'm going to say George. So, George...
That's not what it is.
Okay. So, you're pleased, I suppose, really, that there was fewer pomp in the speech yesterday, because you're anti-pomp. You don't want pomp. You wouldn't see pomp.
No, I mean, it was invented by the French, and now it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
I hate that show. You might have seen Pomp My Ride.
Yeah.
It's a posh gits, and they basically just cut the roof off a car and turn it into a carriage. It's just stupid. Get rid of it, I say.
Is it pomp and circumstance that you object to, or are you happy with circumstance?
Just well, I don't mind circumstance. You know, it depends on whatever scenario it is.
Yeah.
But it's just the vain and ostentatious pomp that I detest.
Yeah, well, it's hard to have one without the other, to be fair. I mean, it's like, you know, pomp and circumstance, you know, Ant and Det, like Ant and Det, they're inseparable. You know, pomp goes to rehab. No, and circumstance just carries on. Let me bring in Nick on the other line. Just stay on there for me.
Okay, I'll let you.
George. Nick is on the line. Hello, Nick.
George. Hi.
That's George on the other line. Now, he...
George.
He doesn't want pomp anymore. He was happy with the Queen's speech yesterday because there was fewer pomp. But you, I understand, are calling for more pomp.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously need more pomp, but I'm not quite sure. I'm a bit stuck on the idea that George doesn't like Pomp My Ride. Because, you know, if you don't like Jenny Bond going around sticking foot plates onto the side of Skodas and saying, holla and boy-ee, mum, you know, what sort of TV do you like?
I mean, that's a good question, George. You can answer that.
What was the question again?
I don't know.
No.
The point is, we do need more pomp. You know, if people say I'm pompous, I take it as a compliment. They're saying I'm. You know, pomp means splendour. They're saying I'm a splendid person. If they say I'm pompous, expressing your jealousy at me.
Put a number on.
He's a fool.
Put a
two. There you go.
Well, I haven't finished, but put a number on it. I mean, Nick, put a number on it.
I've got to go for a million a plus, with a, you know, a million with a plus sign next to it.
So you're saying a million plus pomp is what you're calling for?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's stupid.
And what are you saying, George?
I was saying two, but I'm going to change it to N, where N represents an unspecified number.
Right, well, I'll go for N plus one, because then it's like infinity plus one. You can have the most pomp in the world, and I've won.
So you're
okay, well, not really a debate, is it?
No.
Not if I go N plus one.
Well, let's treat it like a radio debate should be. So, Nick, could you sort of get angry with George now? Just get angry
and
with
say
him.
Say something racist.
Yeah.
George!
Yeah, no, just,
why don't you like pomp?
A bit angrier than that, I think, probably just to, you know.
Do you know, I'm so angry, George, I've gone to disappointed.
Oh, see, that's...
Okay. I know this is a sensitive issue for people like you. I don't mean to denigrate pompers. I mean, we all know pomping ain't easy, but neither is being a warlord, and they're both wrong, so we should lose them. Or do you like warlords, Nick?
Do you know what? Thanks to the music of Edward Elgar, I do like warlords, and he makes me want to be a warlord. And I think, you know, you listen to those first two marches of Pomp and Circumstance, and if you don't want to sign up for Her Majesty's Army and go and die in somewhere like, you know, Crimea, so that the next generation of people can eat swans and wear hummingbird fur, you know, you're an anarchist.
He's calling you an anarchist, George.
Well, I am, yeah.
That's fair comment, then.
Problem is,
to be honest. Look, okay. What are you... I mean, here's a question. How much pomp could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck pomp, Nick?
I'll say N again. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to chump you every time, though. You know, it's going to be N plus one tons.
Yeah.
With the English spelling, not the US spelling of tons, of pomp. Chuck in a little surface layer of circumstance if you want to. Be my guest.
Yeah.
But don't let the Queen sit through another Queen's speech wearing, you know, what we could only presume to be supermarket underwear instead of something like Victoria's Secret, because we've had to de-pomp the ceremony. It's disgusting.
Yeah, well,
I think they should be in a velour tracksuit. That's what I'd like to see her in.
I have to say, if we're talking about the underclasses, if we're talking about the underclasses, of which, no offence, I suspect you're a member, I think velour is one of the more pompous and splendid materials you can wear. But don't give me the Queen wearing velour.
Okay, I think this has been a bit slanted, and I don't think I've had a fair hearing on this. Obviously, John, you would be in favour of pompous people, I suspect. But if I ask you this, who is the most pompous man on the planet?
Sorry, you're asking me?
Yeah, just anyone.
I can ask.
You can answer. I can't answer questions because I'm like the mediator.
If you go back in history, if you know your history, I'm sure you don't, but it's whoever is the number one ping pong player at the moment, because as you probably know, or don't, ping pong, before it was called Whiff Waff, was called Pimp Pomp. And it was, of course, partly because of the way the sound of the ball, but it was because it was a way of getting people who organised prostitutes to elevate themselves, to get dressed up in flares and so on.
And that's a good thing, isn't it?
It took them out of the ghetto, it gave them a sport, it gave them a career. So whoever is the number one table tennis, I don't know his or her name, they are the most pompous person in the world.
Right. But is that a fault of climate change?
Yeah. Well, the actual answer is Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And all he's got is his pomp, okay? If you get rid of pomp,
but
he's just another greasy winker playing with his balls.
Is it the fault
of... I think that's a good thing.
Is it the fault of climate change? That's the question. You know, we're in a heat wave. So that suggests that there's more pomp, doesn't it?
The facts to me are quite simple. You know, pimp pomp started with the pimps in the 70s with the wide brimmed hats. That, you know, the very thick materials. It was a lot hotter now. It is a lot hotter now than it was then. They could have their shirts undone a lot of the time. Climate change clearly started around the same time as we started to take pomp out of our life. I guess there's a link.
Britain used to be the biggest exporter of pomp, of course. How much is a barrel of pomp worth now?
It's about 7 bitcoins.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's still wanted, isn't it? I mean, we do export it around the world a bit, but the government said, by the way, 40,000 more pomp by 2018. But there's no indication of how they're going to pay for it. So, you know, it's the same old story. Look, we're running out of time. Sorry, Nick, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Go Gordon Ruby encrusted primary schools.
Thank you. And George?
Edward Elgar and Hubert Parry in a rowboat sailing into the abyss while wearing trilbies. All one word.
Right. Thanks very much indeed. If you have an opinion on whether or not we need pomp and what circumstances should we be using it in, well, let us know. I mean, do we need it? We're post-Brexit Britain now. We've got palm trees and liquid soap. Why do we need pomp? Get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. And that's the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revue for quality, practicality and features, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until June 30th, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. If you give that idea full marks, visit honda.co.uk/jazz199 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork.
When I was little, dad loved doing a barbecue. The minute the sun came out, he was straight outside. He always made his favourite pesto pork, while I ran around the garden causing havoc. So today, when dad comes to visit, I'm treating him to pesto pork with char-grilled fennel and crispy crackling on the side. Difference is, now it's my kids who run around causing havoc.
Find Lucy's dad's favourite pesto pork recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Talk. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m, live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have one lane closed due to barrier repairs and an earlier accident. A lorry was involved on the M53 southbound at Junction 11. In Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound between Junction 29 and Junction 28. In Worcestershire, we have two lanes closed in slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident on the M42 northbound between Junction 1 and Junction 2. And in Warwickshire, the M40 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road. That's due to a broken down car at Junction 15. I'm Sammy Jolo.
If you're considering an SUV, you're probably asking yourself a few questions. Should it be compact and nimble, like the Audi Q2? Or should it be elegant and practical, like the Audi Q3? Do you need it to be technologically advanced, like the all-new Audi Q5? Or powerful and spacious, like the Audi Q7? Well, now's the perfect time to find out, with a test drive at the Audi Q event. Head to your local Audi centre between the 17th and the 26th of June, or search Audi Q event. Then the only question that remains is, which Q are you? Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, that was a big debate, of course, just before traffic and travel there. But as you'd expect, it has stuck a bit of a wasp in a nest, hasn't it? Because a lot of people are getting worked up about whether or not we do need pomp in this day and age. I mean, why do we need pomp? We've got palm trees now and liquid soap. Why on earth would we need it? I mean, some reactions have been coming in, haven't they, Roo?
Yes. Mike, for instance, says, I find it very insensitive to talk about pomp on the radio, John, considering the horrific events that took place in Pompeii in 79 AD. Hashtag too soon.
Yes. He's right. But, sometimes these things do need discussing. So I make no apology for that. But interesting, isn't it? We were trying to look at how much a barrel of pomp actually is now, one of Britain's biggest exports, of course.
Uh-huh.
But we don't export it as much as we used to. We used to be a great supplier of pomp to the world, really, in barrels. What else have you got there?
Betsy says she went to a posh cinema the other day and bought some pomp corn.
Yep.
Charlie, my favourite childhood game was Pomp Goes the Weasel.
Yeah.
And Gertrude says, I was stunned at the Queen's lack of pomp during her speech. Will she arrive in a dressing gown on a horse and cart for the next one in October?
We can look forward to Her Majesty doing that. But anyway, it's interesting stuff. But look, here's where we test your musical knowledge, all right? So, one sentence really gets us into this. He's old, he's gay, he whistles, it's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. Friend of the show, that's what he is. He's called Terry, and what he does is he blows a tune from his face, but he is an old age pensioner who just so happens to be a homosexual man. So what he does for us is blow the tune. You are simply tasked with identifying it once he has done so. Just for fun, no prizes. And you can get your answers to us when you know what the song is. To 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then put the correct answer to the tune guessing thing. Anyway, hopefully he's on the line now. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John.
Lovely to talk to you once again. My friend, how the devil are you?
Oh, I'm finding the weather rather... can't cope with it.
It's a bit much, isn't it, at the moment?
I know. I shouldn't complain, but...
I know, but that's the thing, isn't it? We're British, so what we do is we complain when we don't have nice weather, and then when we do, we don't like it.
Yep, that's true.
It's no pleasing. How are you keeping cool? I mean, what have you been doing to keep cool? Have you been, skinny dipping or anything like that? What have you been doing?
Oh, no, the fans are going. 10 to the dozen.
Yeah, how many fans have you got lined up?
Two.
You got two?
Yeah.
Do you have them by the side of the bed, Terry?
Yes.
Good. You, now, I know, you know, we know of your, we've talked about your pets before, haven't we? That's, and hot weather and animals, how are they coping?
Oh, he can't cope at all. He's just so quiet and he just won't go out.
Yeah.
He really won't go out.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Have you not got a special animal fan or something? Do you share your fan?
Well, yeah, he's got a smaller one.
Has he?
And I got the big one.
Alright. Look, always good to talk to you, of course, and I realise it's hot, but not too hot, I hope, for you to blow us, as you so often do, a tune, Terry.
Oops,
oh.
I've got to get me puff going. Oh, that's not very good, is it?
Well,
Hang on a minute.
That's fine, just warm yourself up if you're not hot enough already. We got that. Thank you. Yes.
A bit weak.
Well, come on, it's Terry, we're not judging. It's the weather, it's hot, everyone's tired.
I know, it's a bit limp.
It's a bit limp. But we like you limp or...
rigid.
Yes. either way, it's good for us, Terry, quite frankly. Listen, once again, as I say, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
There we go, take care. That's Terry. Let's hear the tune again. Quite difficult. you know, I think, but let's hear it again. And there it is. Identify that. Get in touch in the aforementioned ways. 8722 Slate Missing the Talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. Slate Missing any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio. That's the old gay whistle test. I'm John Holmes. I think it was quite a difficult one, actually, today. I just, you know, having you sort of hear that and you go, Anyway, look, as I say, you identify it, of course. And after the news, we will bring you... Oh, did you get it, Roo? Did you manage...
It sounds like something from a film, but I'm not sure.
We could... Yeah, no, I thought it was difficult. I don't know whether anyone's going to get that one. But anyway, we'll see. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
And start your message with any word you like.
Okay, there we go. Right, so... Now, earlier we were talking about Sam Delaney, whose Drive Time show... there's an interview he's done with the Jacksons, okay? And it's going out on his show today because the interview was done yesterday. But halfway through the interview, not even halfway through the interview, as the interview unfolded in a live studio environment, an engineer burst in to alter the Jacksons' microphones. Ordinarily people would edit that out of the interview and start it again.
Yeah.
But I suggested they leave it in. Because I think, you know, behind the scenes is what people like.
Creates that realism.
Of ineptitude of everyone involved. So what you get is, but in case they don't leave it in, I copied it.
Yeah.
So we can play it. We played it earlier, but in case you missed it, this is what happened when Sam Delaney attempted to interview the Jacksons yesterday.
We're going to have a big Jackson party. Come on out.
And we're going to be at Glasgow July the 2nd and Greenwich Festival July
the 6th.
Mate,
we're recording. You know that,
right?
I know
you are, but it will sound awful, and it does. Your mic sounds dreadful.
Okay, that's fine, but while they're talking, let's at least say pausing. Well, sorry, everyone.
If you're on the right side of the mic.
Now we got to do all this over.
Right. We're live at Drive.
Okay, one more time. So we got to start all over because the man came in and played with the microphones. And can you hear me clearly?
Let's start again and get those dates out of the way. We won't start from the beginning. So tell me about where people can see you this summer.
Well, actually, we're in the UK to...
I think it sounded the same as it did at the beginning, if I'm honest. And I just think what's happened there is he's just thought it sounded awful, but he hasn't realised that that's just Sam's voice. That's what's happened.
You just need to cut out that bit where he says, your mic sounds dreadful, and just insert that at different points in
dreadful.
The show.
Anyway, you can hear all of that interview, of course, and I hope they leave that bit in during Sam Delaney's show, which comes from 4 o'clock today. That's right, after us. That's how it works. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, it's Thursday. That means it is time for radio's least listened to quiz, Paul Rossmaster. People tested, their knowledge and their patience tested, as to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And it's coming before four. It's 3:30 now, though, and Victoria has the news for us.
Talk Radio.
600 high-rise blocks in England could be covered in a similar material to the Grenfell Tower. The government has revealed combustible cladding has been found on at least three in the UK. Tests are ongoing. The Fire Brigades Union has sent a letter to MPs raising concerns about cuts. Matt Rack from the FBU says it's led to a drop in things like home safety checks.
In the question of where people live, the red tape is about whether you have fire-safe, sort of fire-resistant doors, fire-resistant walls and ceilings that stop the spread of fire. And red tape, in that case, is a difference between life and death.
The family of a 51-year-old man who died when a van was driven into a crowd outside a mosque in London have described him as a quiet, gentle man. Makram Ali was getting first aid just before the attack happened, but tests have revealed he suffered from multiple injuries. The Home Secretary insists more must be done to tackle extremists who try to radicalise young people. Amber Rudd has announced a review into the handling of recent terror attacks to make sure emergency services had everything they needed. Theresa May is going to talk about the rights of the 3 million EU citizens living in the UK after Brexit when she addresses a European Council summit. The organisation's president, Donald Tusk, told reporters earlier it's not too late to reverse the decision to leave. A review has found the Church of England at its most senior levels helped hide a former bishop's sexual abuse of young men. Peter Ball was jailed in 2015 after admitting sex offences between the 1970s and 90s. And Prince Philip has left hospital. The Duke of Edinburgh spent two nights being treated for an infection, missing the Queen's speech and a trip to Royal Ascot. The weather fresher overnight with rain in the north and west, lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow generally dry and bright in the south. Patchy rain in central and northern parts of England and Wales, but further north it's going to be brighter with some sunshine and blustery showers, highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yes, there is.
That's right. It's time for bonus news, of course. Brought to you in association with Victoria, who gets paid the same, even though her news is smaller than it used to be. So she makes the time up with bonus news, animal, vegetable and mineral. Today it's the turn of animal news.
Turtle, tortoise, or is it tortoise, and terrapin news.
Turtle power!
I mean...
Did you like that?
Well, like is a broad term. But I like the way you spend, you know, with some of the spare time you now have because your bulletins are shorter, you spend making terrible jingles for bonus news. Well, I like that.
Terrible.
I mean, let's listen to it again. Yeah, have we got that again? Yeah, listen.
Turtle, tortoise, or is it tortoise, and terrapin news.
Turtle power.
I mean, it doesn't even end properly. It just goes, turtle power.
Granted, that's what YouTube ended like. So.
Turtle power.
Turtle power.
Yeah. Turtle power.
Turtle power.
This is your fault.
Turtle power.
So, it's turtle, terrapin and tortoise. Or is it tortoise? Stop it. Tortoise news.
Yeah.
Today, what have we got?
Well, do you want to know the differences between them?
Well, they're different animals. I mean, that's what I say. Do you want the difference between a zebra and an ant?
No, but they're quite similar.
Well,
can a tortoise swim at all?
Yes.
Can it?
Not very well, though. Not very well. They're almost exclusively land-dwelling animals. And they usually have stubby feet. They're herbivores. Whereas turtles...
This isn't news. This is just animal facts now.
I've got news as well.
Oh, good.
But I thought you'd be annoying and ask me loads of questions, so I spent a lot of time researching the differences between them all.
Good. What's the main difference?
I even discovered that... where is it gone? I've got my pages mixed up.
It's just like
there's
the real
a
news.
Thing called a trial. I can't even say it. It's a Trionychidae.
Okay.
I don't know. But that's a soft shell version and they look a bit weird.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like a boiled tortoise.
Like a jelly tortoise.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Should we do the stories?
Well, that's
Since
what
you don't want to know the facts.
Well, I might ask you the facts as we go along.
Okay, fine. So, a rare sea turtle, which washed up on a beach in Anglesey in November, is said to be loving the sunshine. Now she's been taken to Gran Canaria, so she's going to be released into the wild. And it's the first time that a turtle has washed up in Britain's seas in like 200 years.
Right.
So she's been called Menai and she's an Oliver Ridley turtle. And obviously...
What's that?
That's the breed of turtle.
Okay. I didn't know it was...
obviously,
who's Oliver
breeds.
Ridley? Oh. The music's finished.
Yeah. So that breed of turtle is usually found in warmer waters near the equator. So she's gone a long way.
Who's Oliver Ridley?
It's a man who's had a turtle named after him, John.
Okay.
Obviously. God. Anyway, staff at Anglesey Zoo, they care for Menai from November till the other day.
Yeah.
And they fed her 2 kilos of calamari a day as part of her recovery. So now she's said to be doing better.
You get a bit bored with that. You want some other tapas, wouldn't you? I mean, at least give it some patatas bravas.
I mean, I like patatas bravas. Yeah.
Good.
Have you done the poll, by the way? Do you know the results of the poll?
Oh,
that happened.
The Twitter. Well, I was. You know, when I said earlier, let's do a Twitter poll: turtle, tortoise, or terrapin. Obviously, I said that as a joke, like because that's a really trite, crap thing to do. And lo and behold, Ed, the producer, did it anyway. So
and
good.
46 people actually voted.
46 people got involved with the world's most worthless and pointless poll.
I was one of them.
You did it 46 times, didn't you?
No, I can only do it once.
All right. Anyway, what's winning?
Tortoise. 46%, 43% turtle, which I voted for.
Yeah.
And 11% for terrapin.
Right.
Anyway, next story. A family is celebrating being reunited with their tortoise, or tortoise, depending on what you want to say.
Tortoise.
I think there's a bit of a north-south divide thing going on.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So Darren Goff, the famous cricketer, also presents on Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Apparently this was a big debate over on that channel, the Sporty channel.
I thought we did the big debate.
No. Okay. About how to say it. And apparently lots of northerners say tortoise.
Is there a sport where tortoises play a role?
Actually, there is a sport where the teams... A team is called the Terrapins.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
In America.
There's that, what, there's that...
American football.
That rule, isn't there, is it in baseball, where if the ball gets lost, you're allowed to use a tortoise as as an alternative? I think
that's a lie, and it's animal cruelty, even if it's true.
I think that's true.
No,
I thought it was if your tortoise got lost, you got to use a ball.
Anyway, a family is celebrating being reunited with their tortoise, who'd escaped from their garden in Liverpool and ended up 10 miles-ish away in Widnes.
Well, 10 years it took to do that, did it? I mean, that's...
Well, Rowley, who's 10 years old, had a bit of help. So he only managed to make it half a kilometre on his own.
Yeah.
He made it to a little shopping street, which is still quite a way.
Yeah.
And then a man who runs a tile shop found him, took him in to witness, and then put a plea on social media, being like, has anyone lost their tortoise? And then that's when the Jameses, who own him, managed to...
Music's run out.
Track him down. So they even got the help of local bin men, who apparently thought it was hilarious that he'd done a runner.
A runner.
Yes. Anyway, so through the power of social media, Rowley was returned to the Jameses, and apparently it was fine. And this is where the poo comes in, but apparently his poo was a bit pink, which is unusual.
Well, perhaps he'd just
They said, so goodness knows what he'd eaten on his adventure.
Candy floss.
We don't know that.
A milkshake.
We're not speculating.
Okay.
And what's been described as a very cute terrapin has been discovered in a pond in Guildford. This happened in April. There's not much going on in terrapin news. EJ Smith says she saw something on Facebook about the reptile in the pond, but didn't think she'd actually see it. And she did.
Great.
She posted a picture.
Great story.
The RSPCA says... say terrapins have complex welfare needs, and it's sort of often people who have them as pets dump them in ponds because they're a bit difficult to look after.
Huh. Turtle, terrapin and tortoise news.
Turtle, tortoise,
or is it tortoise?
It's tortoise.
And terrapin news.
Turtle pal.
Turtle pal.
Turtle pal.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah.
All right. That was bonus news. Tomorrow, then, that means on a Friday, we're going to be doing vegetable news, of course. Now, before we go to the traffic and the travel, I have to give you the answer to this, of course. Terry joined us earlier. And he blew a tune from his face in the form of pursed lips. Terry is, of course, a homosexual pensioner, and it's the old gay whistle test, and you simply had to identify the tune. Let us remind ourselves of some of the classic bants we enjoyed just before the news there. Terry, so what we do is we complain when we don't have nice weather, and then when we do, we don't like it.
Yep, that's true.
It's no pleasing. How are you keeping cool? I mean, what have you been doing to keep cool? Have you been, skinny dipping or anything like that? What have you been doing?
Oh, no, the fans are going... 10 to the dozen.
Yeah. How many fans have you got lined up?
Two.
You got two?
Yeah.
Do you have them by the side of the bed, Terry?
Yes.
Good. And there it was. There it was. Now, I thought that was quite difficult, but no, lots of people got it right. Rue, who got it right?
Mikey, Tom, Kelly, Dave, Jeff, and Beth.
Right. A lot of people got it wrong. But that well done to those. Now, one of those people, of course, receives the exclusive, I guessed the tune correctly, that was blown from man's face on Talk Radio in the Afternoons between 1 and 4 certificate.
I like the way you specify face.
Yes. And that is, I say certificate, what it is, it's a PDF that we've made that we just email to you. You have to print it off and write your own name on it. But one person gets to get it, and because we like to keep things fair and balanced, Rue will now choose simply one of those names, and we'll send you the certificate. It's basically just pointing at a name.
I'm going to go with Jeff, because the pronunciation is the same as our age-old argument about GIF and GIF.
Oh, yes, that we had the other day. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because... too complicated. Anyway, it's fine. Well, Jeff, you've got a certificate. Get in touch, get us your email address, and we'll email you the PDF, which is, frankly, crap. But you can have it. It's fine. So you need to know what the answer was, of course. And what was he blowing? This is what he was blowing.
Under it when they let you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I gladly be there like a puppet on a string.
Is right. And yes, Beth, he has done that before, but he doesn't know many songs. So, in the next bit of the programme, we bring you Paul Rossmaster. Of course, it is the quiz that tests the knowledge pertaining to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shade and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shade for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
It's out with the old and in with the new when you trade in your old car with Renault. We're offering £2,500 scrappage allowance towards the purchase of a brand new Renault Kadjar or Renault Captur from limited stock, along with 3 years 0% APR representative finance. Amazing crossover designs packed with the latest technology. Book your test drive today. Order and register by the 10th of July. Retail customers and participating dealers only. Offer not available in conjunction with other finance deposit contributions. Minimum deposit required. Renault Finance over 18. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Hello, Mrs. Wren. Oh, you've got the tea and biscuits. How kind. What do you mean they're not for me? You've got someone else round. Ah, Mr. Woodpecker, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I am mistaken. It's one of Wren's Fire Gold award-winning kitchen installers. His workmanship's guaranteed for 5 years. Give that man a biscuit. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
To the McCulloch man, his McCulloch lawnmower is like the finest footballers across Europe coming together to get the job done. And the morning challenge of the tough, unruly grass facing him, that's like the local pub team. Pathetic. He'll cut them down to size long before the midday kickoff. Game over. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Being an All Black is in their blood. Being a lion is in ours. The Lions Tour. The first test starts Saturday, 7:30 a.m. live only on Sky Sports. To upgrade, search Sky Sports Summer.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire, we have two lanes closed, very slow traffic due to an accident. Two lorries and two vans involved on the M6 northbound between junction 19 and junction 20. In Derbyshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound between junction 29 and junction 28. In Worcestershire, two lanes closed, slow traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's on the M42 northbound between junction 1 and junction 2. And in Warwickshire, the M40 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road. That's due to a broken down car at junction 15. I'm Sammy Jolo.
If you're considering an SUV, you're probably asking yourself a few questions. Should it be compact and nimble, like the Audi Q2? Or should it be elegant and practical, like the Audi Q3? Do you need it to be technologically advanced, like the all-new Audi Q5? Or powerful and spacious, like the Audi Q7? Well, now's the perfect time to find out, with a test drive at the Audi Q event. Head to your local Audi centre between the 17th and the 26th of June, or search Audi Q event. Then the only question that remains is, which Q are you? Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news, of course, is very complicated indeed, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help. And here's how we do it. We take the news and we subject it to Japanese poetry, of course, making it simple to navigate your way through. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus, except today, well, Cornelius, who normally does them for us, is in Glastonbury. So, Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Has been doing them. She works through there pressing buttons. She's done them. So what we get is Japanese cloetry. It's the news in high clothes.
May is in Brussels. To CEU, they might say, Theresa may not.
Pithy. The news in high clothes. And now it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's radio's least listened to and least favourite quiz, as once again we test our guests' knowledge and indeed their patience as to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the afternoon programme, having a go at it today, is James Summers, the drive presenter on one of our sister stations, Peak FM. Hello, James.
How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. And what's going on at Peak FM currently?
Well, we're just trying to serve the North Derbyshire area in the best fashion we possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, and
a bit of banter.
To be honest.
Kylie.
Yeah. Well, and rightly, the good people of North Derbyshire deserve nothing less, James, in my opinion.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Fair. You know, when we've got Chatsworth House in our area, so, yeah. You know, the Duke and Duchess need entertaining just as much as anybody else.
They do, and, well, that's it, and I know for a fact they are big fans of yours and of Peak FM. Yep. So, you know, it's almost by royal appointment. I mean, the Queen, not wishing to big ourselves up here, but the Queen obviously listens to this, you know, when she's not Ascot watching horses die. But you know, I like that we talk, you know, you and I both talk to dignitaries through our chosen medium, James, is what basically.
Well, that's it, yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of sheep that live around Chatsworth that listen as well, so.
Yeah. Do they fill in, wait for it, Ray Bar Diaries? Is it Ray Jar?
No. That's a bit of a woolly joke, that.
Anyway, what's your knowledge of Paul Ross like, James?
Well, it's you know, he's been on a while. He's been around and about for a while, hasn't he?
He has.
You know, he's quite prolific. He's obviously, you know, I would claim he's kind of a colleague, but that's just because we have the same sort of boss.
Yeah.
And I've never met the guy, but it's good to tell people, you know, who your colleagues are.
Yeah.
I mean, he has no idea who I am.
No.
It doesn't matter really, does it?
No, I mean, after this he will, of course, because obviously he also, being Radio Royalty, listens to this quiz about him. But you are looking, let me tell you, James, what you are looking for is to score some points. That's what you need. Okay. That will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played. So, if you are ready, let's play.
I'm ready. It's a little bit weird. It's a bit weird because usually I'm on the other end of the line. I'm putting people through this. And
yeah.
I've never been on... Do you know what I mean? I've never called
up.
It's
a kind of reversal, isn't it? It's a strange...
It's weird. It's
yeah.
kind of intimidating.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even started yet. Imagine what it's going to be like in a minute. Here we go, then, with James, Drive Presenter Peak FM, with Paul Rossmaster. Here we go. Question number one, James. New film release news. And a new film release that's a new film that's been released is, of course, the new film release that is the Marvel comic book adaptation of the story of superhero Amazon warrior princess and Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast host Paul Ross in the film Wonder Presenter. Raised on a sheltered island paradise, Princess of the Amazons, Paul Ross is trained to be an unconquerable warrior. Meets an American pilot who tells Paul Ross of a massive conflict raging in the outside world. Convinced that he can help, the former host of the 1993 ITV series The Good Sex Guide Abroad leaves his home and, using his special powers of interviewing celebrities and getting to the news more or less on time, Paul Ross finally discovers his true destiny. But Wonder Presenter isn't the only radio-based superhero film, James. Name the other one. Is it A, Bowman? The story of Bruce Wayne and his alter ego, Edith Bowman. After his parents were murdered by radio presenters, Bruce Wayne dresses as Virgin Radio Breakfast frontwoman Edith Bowman and fights crime. Is it B, Spider Moyles? Bitten by a radioactive fat radio presenter, a young boy becomes an arrogant radio host and fights crime. Or is it C, Dave Lee Travis Man? 1970s Radio 1 presenter is bitten by a radioactive beard and commits a crime.
I'll stay away from C, I think.
Yeah, pretty wise.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Moyles now, or what was he? Moyles of Claws or something.
Spider Moyles, yeah.
Spider Moyles, yeah. He's not as big as he once was.
Yeah, in many ways, yeah.
I think I'm going to go with A.
Bowman. Edith Bowman.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the right answer. Very good, very good. That's
brilliant.
Very strong. Here's question number two for you then. History news. Let me take you back to 12:15. It was a quarter past midday on this day in history, give or take a week, when Paul Ross signed the Magna Carta, the treaty that was drawn up to make peace between himself, king of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast, and feudal broadcasters from rival shows and stations. The charter promised regular time checks, protection of inane banter, and most importantly, a process by which guest bookings would be shared via some kind of internal calendar system. Alas, the latter was quashed by breakfast rival Edith Bowman, out of offer Virgin, who selfishly refused to sign up to the guest sharing thing and instead continues to this day to keep them off for herself and not even tell anyone that the guests are coming in. But Paul Ross and the signing of the Full Set Magna Carta isn't the only radio-based historical royal act. Name the other one, James, that is the correct answer to this question. Is it A, the Treaty of Versailles, Mon Mayo, a peace accord that was signed to try to bring Radio 2's drive time presenter to an end? Was it B, dissolution of the Julia Hartley Brewer, King Henry VIII, having fallen out with Julia Hartley Brewer over her views on almost anything and everything, had her disbanded and broken up? Or is it C, Edict Bowman, a royal edict that said that Edith Bowman, out of offer Virgin Radio, could keep all of her guests to herself and not add them to the internal guest-sharing document? Which of those do you think?
Wow, Bowman's taking a battering on this today, isn't she?
Yeah.
I think for the second time I'm going to go with A again.
You're going to go with A.
It stands out the most, yeah.
The Treaty of Versailles and Mayo. It's the right answer. Very good.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you're fine.
Can we do the jingle?
Say what?
Can we do his jingle or not?
Which one?
The Mayo Simon.
Oh, the Mayo. Simon,
yeah,
Mayo.
Yeah.
That one. No,
yeah.
No, I can't.
No, we haven't got that, no.
Final question. It's a music question. Have a listen. Very carefully, to this music. It's a cruel, cruel, cruel summer. Well, that was, of course, Cruel Summer by botanical fruit-based 80s three-piece Bananarama. Here comes your unrelated question. Newly discovered fossils have challenged the long-held theory that radio presenters first appeared 195,000 years ago. Bones and an old video recording of the ITV Good Sex Guide Abroad programme uncovered by archaeologists appear to date broadcasters such as Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross all the way back to 300,000 years ago. The artefacts, discovered beneath dense foliage on a notorious dogging roundabout in the Maidenhead area, suggest that Paul Ross's DNA was present on leaves and car windows as far back as a very long time ago. Here's your question. Name five famous leaves. Five famous leaves, James Summers.
Five famous leaves.
Yeah.
The leaf out of your book.
Good.
Leave Me Alone.
Yes.
Brexit.
Yeah, good.
EU leave.
Yeah, going to put a timer on you.
An oak leaf.
Right, I'll see what it all. Well, I mean, they were good. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. Five famous leaves. A light on for me, I had the song.
Yeah.
Your hat on.
Eats,
shoots, and the book, grammar.
Leaves,
The monkey song, I'm a
Lever, yeah.
And drove the Chevy to the Levy, but the Levy was dry. I'm going to give you a bonus point for the Brexit one, though, certainly.
I should have got those, really. They were pretty obvious.
Yeah, well, it's like you said earlier, it's always difficult, isn't it? It's easy listening at home, isn't it? Or being the presenter. But it's quite, when you're actually playing the game, it's a bit trickier, isn't it? You see, as you rightly said, James, that's the problem. It's probably nerves that got the better of you there, that's all. But I'm just going to look to producer Id, who is going to tell me whether or not you've scored some points. Hey, Id.
Yep.
How many points did James get?
Some.
He's got some points! Yeah, he's got some points! Well done, James! James! Well done, James.
Thanks very much.
You got some points. That's the end of it. You can go now.
See ya.
Great. James Summers there, drive presenter of Peak FM, playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. And that is just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4 o'clock with you, of course, for Afternoons on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney's next. He's not in the studio, though. He's down at the Grenfell Tower site. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, John.
Good,
yeah,
can
I'm
hear
at
you.
Grenfell. We're back at the Notting Hill Methodist Church,
yep.
And we're going to be catching up with some of the people we met last week, some of the survivors here, how they've been getting on in the last week, and some of the heroes too. And just continuing to look at this awful situation and the search for justice that's taking place. So we're here to do our bit as best we can. Also, you can listen to my pre-recorded interview from yesterday with the Jacksons.
Yes, indeed. Sam, thank you very much indeed. With you after 4 o'clock. I say we're back tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.